We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by 9th Street Napa, Abadjon Motors, American West Bank, Animal Clinic East, Arby's of Walla Walla, Banner Bank, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Dale Graves, Dr. Stan Pearson Jr., Farmers Insurance Group, Vazari's Finest of Clarkston, Ford of Walla Walla, Gary's Paint and Decorating Center, Inland Cellular, and John's Wheatland Bakery. And now, here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live from Walla Walla, Washington, and the Walla Walla Community College Dietrich Activity Center. It's the site of the District 9B basketball tournament. We've got a boys game coming up for you. The Irish boys at 19-1, ranked number 5 in the state, will open up district tournament play against St. John Endicott, 14-9 on the year. They've placed 5th in the Whitman County League. They've won 3 postseason games already to get into this district tournament. The Irish, of course, the number 1 seed from the Blue Mountain League. It's a first-round game. We'll talk about brackets later in the pregame. The Irish boys are a senior-dominated team trying to duplicate last year's district championship and get back to the state tournament. St. John Endicott graduated 7 seniors off a team that made it to district last year and were beaten by DeSales in the first round. They're 3-0 already in this postseason, and all 3 of those wins were in loser-out situations. So an Eagle team that is a young compared to last year, but they are playoff-tested already, winning 3 loser-out games. They've scored a lot of points in their postseason wins, and they'll need to do the same tonight if they're going to stay up with the Irish and get an upset. We'll talk about all the information, have some coach and player interviews to share with you as we get into the pregame show. We're glad you've joined us for DeSales Playoff Basketball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Do you have a teenager who will be driving soon? Be prepared for sticker shock. Not for the car, for the auto insurance premium. Ron and Laura Long at Walla Walla Defensive Driving can help you. As state-certified driving instructors, they know that their driver's education courses can play a pivotal role in teaching your teen the driving skills needed on today's roads to keep safe, legal, and citation-free, which in turn will minimize your insurance premiums. For more information, call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900. That's 527-8900.
Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is the place to go for comprehensive vision care for your entire family. If you're looking for quality eyewear or contact lenses, the doctors and staff at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic want to help you. Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is a proud sponsor of DeSales High School Athletics and wishes the Irish student athletes the best of luck this season. For an appointment or a question concerning your eye care, please call 529-1153 or stop by at 1711 Dowell's Military Road to see us at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic.
American West Bank, your local community bank supporting our area youth, because we believe in the importance of our young people, families, and community. Come discover the difference where our people care. At American West Bank, bucking the trend of the big bank attitudes, where you can call the bank during the workday and talk to a friendly person instead of an automated answering machine. American West Bank, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of Irish Athletics.
Time. We all need more time. What we really need is a grocery store that helps us to use our time better. If you have some grocery shopping to do, come on down to locally owned Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. You'll find fresh, locally grown produce, service that is second to none, and while you're shopping, you can take care of your AT&T and power bills. Pick up some stamps at our post office, even ship your UPS packages. You'll save money and time. Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. Community supporters for a generation and honored sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of alumni and friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live in the girls' contest prior to the boys' matchup tonight. Liberty Christian's girls ahead of Tico Oaksdale's girls by 9 points in the final minute of the contest, looking to get the first win for the Blue Mountain League in this district tournament. There were two games already played in the afternoon session. Let's go ahead and take a look at the district tournament bracket. This look at the bracket brought to you by Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic. DeSales grads Dr. Dale and Dr. Dan wish the Fighting Irish the best of luck in this evening's contest. Well, the way the district tournament works is four teams from the Whitman County League and four teams from the Blue Mountain League match up. Eight teams on the girls' side, eight teams on the boys' side. Each group, the boys and girls, will get two teams out of this tournament that will advance to next week's, or the state tournament in, I guess, a week from Wednesday. So let's look at action earlier today. Waitsburg's girls were defeated in a girls' game 50-38 by Garfield Palouse, the number one team from Whitman County. And then in this girls' game that's about to wrap up, the Liberty Christian girls are going to beat Tico Oaksdale. So Garpow and Liberty Christian's girls will be in a winner's bracket semifinal on Monday, also at Walla Walla Community College. Both those girls' teams made it to the state tournament last year. On the boys' side, an intriguing game in the first boys' matchup. Garfield Palouse, number two out of the Whitman County League after winning the regular season title, they beat Waitsburg 43-17. Waitsburg was ahead 13-12 at the end of the first quarter and scored only 4 points the rest of the way as Garpow got it going, and they will take on the winner of tonight's contest between our DeSales boys and St. John Endicott. Tomorrow's action, looking at the bracket on the girls' side, which we are interested in, the Dayton girls play La Crosse Washtuckna at 3 o'clock, and our girls, DeSales, plays Colton at 7 p.m. In boys' games tomorrow, Tico Oaksdale takes on Tri-City Prep at 5:30, and La Crosse Washtuckna takes on Liberty Christian at 8:30. So far, the higher-seeded team has won each game, and the Liberty Christian girls are going to keep it that way, it looks like, with 12 seconds left and leading 44-32 against the Tico Oaksdale girls. That look at the bracket brought to you by Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic. When we come back, we'll be listening to the comments of Irish boys head coach Greg Fazzari on 100.7 FM KHSS.
This is a crucial part of the game right here, and they have got to make the right call. Chip, what do you do here?
Well, that's easy. They got to go with the 10,550. You get over 10,000 minutes a month. Then you can go bang right over here, and you get 500 minutes a month free. Or you can go here, or boom, right here, or bang, right here. And it's wide open in all 50 states. You get over 10,000 minutes. It's a no-brainer. Inland Cellular, it's for you.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Phil Smith, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton. That's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Bring your car home for genuine parts and service. Hi, this is Kirk Williams from your Ford Connection, Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla. We are participating in the Genuine Challenge. Compare our expert service to the others, and we at Ford are confident you'll prefer us. We pride ourselves in having competitive pricing and convenient service at our two locations. Right now, take advantage of the works. Get your oil changed, tires rotated, and a 28-point inspection by our certified master technicians for only $34.95. Get guaranteed lowest pricing on name brand tires like Goodrich, Michelin, and Goodyear. Get genuine parts and service at your Ford Connection, Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla.
Better ideas, better banking. We at Banner Bank are committed to creating the best Northwest banking franchise by delivering superior customer value. Our people will be empowered to provide exceptional personal service and quality products to each of the communities they serve. Plus, with our full suite of online banking services at bannerbank.com, you have the ability to handle many transactions whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Banner Bank, serving the Northwest.
A lot of people who don't own a pet want to, but before you share your house with a cat or dog, ask yourself if you have time for a pet. The American Animal Hospital Association says cats need 30 to 60 minutes of your time per day. Dogs need more than an hour per day on average. Pet ownership is a serious bond requiring the time and energy to feed, clean, handle, train, exercise, and take your pet to the veterinarian regularly. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at Walla Walla Community College. The boys' teams are on the floor now as Liberty Christian's girls beat Teak Oaksdale 44-32 and advance into the winner's bracket against Gar Pal's girls. The boys will take on St. John Endicott. The winner will play Gar Pal Monday night at 5:30 p.m. The loser will have to turn around and play tomorrow at 1:30 against Waitsburg. So for the Whitman County League, number one is La Crosse Washtukna. Number two is Gar Pal, who's already played. Number three is Teak Oaksdale. They'll play tomorrow against Tri-City Prep. And number four is St. John Endicott, the Irish opponent tonight. Now, yesterday, the Irish boys had their final practice in preparation for this district tournament. And Coach Greg Fazari was very gracious to come and visit with me. We had a little trouble finding an outlet that would work for our tape recorder. We ended up in the weight room, and about halfway through the interview, the old gas heater came on in the weight room. So there's a little background noise about partway through this interview. I apologize for that, but that's why it's high school radio. And so with a flick of the switch back at the studio, you'll get to listen to the comments of Irish head coach Greg Fazari.
We're here with DeSales High School boys coach Greg Fazari, who's just finished up his final practice in preparation for the district tournament. The Irish boys will be taking on St. John Endicott. And Coach, you've had a great season. You've got a senior-dominated group of players. Went to the state tournament last year for the first time in your tenure as coach. And I know these guys are a pleasure to coach. We get to work with them every day in the hallways at school. And I know when you plan out a season, work through all the practices and the games, you're trying to get your guys to this point, to tournament play. How are your kids performing right now compared to how you'd hoped they'd be at this point?
We're pretty pleased. It was a difficult start because of the a successful football season, and in four practices, I think in about nine practices, we had our first seven or eight games, and we were pleasantly surprised at how well we were playing even then. And then we kind of went to a lull, and it was basically a time of finals and sickness, and played some games without some kids and some college visitations. And at that point, we kind of pulled back a little bit and just practiced when we could. But then about a couple weeks before the playoffs is when we start doing the every kid tries to do a shoot every day and try to make 45 shots and shoot. So during the regular practice, we can work on other stuff. And our goal then is that come postseason, we're playing as good as we can be. And I think we're close. I think we're through the lull. We seem more healthy than we have been. Caesar's still a little bit hampered, but the way we performed Tuesday night, I was really pretty pleased.
Yeah, Tuesday night against Tri-City Prep, a team that took you to overtime in the regular season. You guys put them away early and kept them down. I'm going to throw this question at you. I didn't talk to you about this before I turned the tape recorder on, but I'm thinking as a coach now, and I know when you get the postseason, a coach always wants to find, okay, what are the things we can tweak and get a little bit better at? What are some new wrinkles we can throw out here to get us over the hump against good competition? What are some things maybe new or that you're really working on improving as you get ready for the district tournament?
Well, we want to do what we do well, and we feel like our open court game is the best part of our game. And Whitman County, I think, is more of a half-court style, although St. John isn't. St. John's more of an open-court team. So what we've been working on the past 3 weeks is a lot of good half-court stuff. We've been really pleased with what we did in the full court, getting our turnovers down, and just being able to have enough confidence in our half-court offense so that if the break isn't there, we don't force something. If the break isn't there, we can set up, and we know there's some stuff that's going to give us some points. You know, we have some great athletes. Our outside scoring is very good. We don't have a true post. We have some kids who play that area, some are kind of young, kind of small. So a lot of what we've done is try to find a way to score inside and have other ways to score, kind of run an inside-out game instead of an outside-in, if that makes sense. And so we've worked on that. We have a couple of new offenses that we can run against the zone. And so if that outside shot isn't there, we can do a little more inside-outside stuff if we need it. And we thought we may need it before now, but we've played well enough the past 3 or 4 games that we just haven't had to go to it, which is good. So nobody else has ever even seen some of the offenses we're going to run.
That's the one thing you have, Coach, and I think all of our listeners know it. You have a very athletic group of guys who are going to create a lot of matchup problems for whoever you face. Now, you mentioned St. John Endicott briefly, and they don't mind the up-and-down game. They are your first-round opponent. You are familiar with them, I know, on tape from this season. They were the team you beat in the first round last year. Talk to us specifically about St. John Endicott, your opponent tomorrow night, and then kind of talk about the tournament field in general.
St. John, if you've looked at the past couple of weeks, we've been scoring in the 80s. We had one game in the 90s. So what that tells you is they're not they're an up-tempo game. It's not that the other teams are scoring almost as many, but when you play an up-tempo game, you're taking shots within 15, 20 seconds. You're not working, and that's how they are. So we will get up the floor and get a shot very soon in their offense. A lot of ball screens, pick and rolls. They have a big kid that's good. They have three very good outside scorers. Three of the top 10 Whitman County scorers are on St. John's team. So there's four very good players. Defensively, primarily a 2-3. Their forte is really more scoring, and they run the floor very well. Defensively, we haven't honestly seen anything but the 2-3 zone, and so we kind of know what to expect there. They might throw another wrinkle at us, we don't know. But they're solid, like every Whitman County team. They're always solid. We played some similar games. We played Waysburg twice, they played Pomeroy. They've beaten, some of the best in Whitman County. They played Lynn Woodsville, played pretty well with them. So, and on the other hand, they've lost to Rosalia. They're a very interesting team. They've had definitely their ups and downs this year. Right now they're playing very well.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So it sounds like, all things considered, should be an up and down the floor high scoring game, and that should really benefit your kids because they love that style of play. Now, the rest of the tournament field, obviously you're familiar with your opponents from the Mountain League. Just talk to our listeners in general how you see this district tournament playing out.
Gosh, Whitman County is just so solid. We went up and watched we've had several games on there, and we went and watched their tournament, and they just don't make a lot of mistakes. The cross Washington is solid. Gar Powell's playing better now than they have all season. Tico isn't playing as well, but they're a state level team. They're preparing almost everybody. And they've been beating up on each other all year. A lot of those games have been 2 or 3 point games. And then those top three in St. John, all four of those teams, I wouldn't be surprised any of those going to state. I think we have a great shot. I think the other teams that Blue Mountain, they struggle a little bit more, but we're kind of a younger league than they are. I see really 5 or 6. Right now, Wayford's playing off the ball. Any of those 5 or 6 could go to state. As you know, once you get to district, God only knows what's going to happen. I think the number 2 team in the state never made it out of our district, primarily because of us. In lacrosse, and you just, once you get to this play, you just got to know, and that's why it's such a great district tournament.
And that's why it's so exciting to play. It's so neat that we have the first 3 days down here in Walla Walla. Hey, Coach, one last question. As people are listening early in the game tomorrow night, what are some things they should listen for to say, all right, things are going the way Coach Fazari wants them to?
We know that St. John seems to start well. Like, there's been some games where they're up by 15 and a half and they'll lose. So we know we are not afraid to play up and down. And we hope for a fairly high-scoring game. And we think, frankly, our depth will be kind of our key card. So by halftime, we expect to be kind of even by halftime and hope the second half that our stamina will be better. But you never know if we get there.
Right. So stick with the Eagles early, and who knows, maybe even have a lead. Last year, you blew those guys out early, and I don't think they knew what hit them.
Yeah.
Coach, good luck in the tournament.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, KHSS, and all the people who sponsor these broadcasts. I know when I can't make a game, listening to the girl is just awesome. And it's a great thing for our school and our program, and we've done it for many years. Hopefully we'll be doing it in another couple weeks.
Yes, well, you took my closing comment right out of my mouth, Coach. And hey, it's the coaches and the kids who are awesome. I just have the pleasure to describe it. And it's a lot of fun. And like I said, hopefully we're having a few more conversations between now and Spokane. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, those are the comments of Irish head coach Greg Fazari. Sorry about all the background noise. Hopefully we'll have plenty of opportunities for live interviews with Coach Fazari over the next couple of weeks. And as he mentioned, his team likes to get up down the field and score, and so do the Eagles. This should be a wild, high-scoring game. That interview with Coach Fazari was brought to you by Tallman's Camera Shop, located at 4 West Main Street. Tallman's has a full-service camera department and an excellent selection of 35mm, 120mm, and digital cameras. And they love the Irish. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at how DeSales got to this number one seed. When we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The local economy is important to everyone who lives here. Our local economy benefits when we spend our disposable income right here at home. At Community Bank, they invest your money right here because they believe in our community. They help build new homes, additions, garages, and barns. They help you buy trucks and trailers. They truly are local money working for local people. See the difference at Community Bank in Pendleton, Hermiston, Milton Freewater, and Walla Walla. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
There's nothing more exasperating than needing to have your car, truck, or RV towed. Unless, of course, it's a dead battery. Or locking your keys in the car with the engine running. Next time any of these needs surface in your life, call Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental at 525-1680. Lightfoot's has been providing 24-hour emergency roadside assistance for more than 35 years now. And with cellular dispatching, their trucks will get to you faster to get you up and running again quickly. It's time to expect more from a towing company. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, 525-1680.
Are you shopping for a quality used vehicle? Then look no further than Abadjon Motors. You never know what you're getting when you shop for used cars at other dealerships, but at Abadjon Motor Sales, you can shop with confidence. We spend an average of $600 to $700 reconditioning every used car that comes into our lot, whether it's tune-ups, brakes, tires, whatever it takes to bring the vehicle up to our exceptionally high quality standards. We get it done so you can shop with confidence. There's used cars, then there's Abadjon Motors used cars. Experience the difference at 606 North Wilbur Boulevard.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at Walla Walla Community College. The Irish band entertaining a very large crowd in the Dietrich Activity Center tonight for this first-round district tournament game. The Eagles in their road red uniforms with the yellow and white trim. The Irish in the home whites with the gold numerals and the green trim, warming up down to my left. And Greg Fazari's squad last year was 16-5 coming into the first round of district. This year they are 18-1. They have six seniors on the roster, four who started on the team last year that beat St. John Endicott in the first round. They are undefeated Blue Mountain League champs. They beat Tri-City Prep 78-52 in the Blue Mountain League championship game Monday night from Dayton, actually Tuesday night. They shot 50%. They have five players in double figures. Casey Wirth, the 5'10 junior with 19 points. Gavin Spees, a 6-foot senior with 17 points. He was our Dairy Queen player of the game. He was all over the floor. We'll have an interview with him a little bit later in this pregame. Nick Conley had 11. Matt Fazari had 10. And Michael Richards, a 6'1 sophomore, 10 points and 7 rebounds. They out-rebounded the Jaguars 36-23, committed just 10 turnovers. They played very well, other than the fact that they did give up a little bit of points on defense in the middle quarters, 34 points. The St. John Endicott Eagles, they were 14-9. They were 5-7 in the Whitman County League, fifth place on the regular season, but their last five games, they have played very well. Their last two regular season games, they beat Rosalia 95-55, lost to Garfield Palouse, the regular season, who tied for the regular season championship. They lost to them by one, 74-73, and they have won three straight loser-out contests in the postseason, beating Colton 92-74, Asotin 63-54, and then Wednesday night in a play-in game, a game they had to win to get into this district tournament against Pomeroy, they won 86-79. These guys can score a lot of points. Bryce Johnson, their 6'1" junior, 29 points, a season high against Pomeroy. He is a very talented player. Brent Leifer, another junior, had 18, and Jesse Butcher had 14, and Kurt Bowen, their only senior on their roster, 6'4", doubled his season average by scoring 14 points and pulling down 7 rebounds. But they didn't play much defense. Pomeroy scored 79 points. DeSales played Pomeroy twice during the season, gave up 45 and 39 in two games, a total of 84. So if DeSales can play better defense, maybe they can hold down the high-flying Eagles. Well, that look at the two teams brought to you by Eric Kimball, a seasoned accountant who specializes in personal and business income tax, payroll services, and more. See Eric Kimball on the sixth floor of the Baker Building for all of your accounting needs. And by Concrete Industries, with the largest cement mixer fleet in the entire valley. Concrete Industries has a truck for every size job, from the four-cylinder mini mixer up to the colossal Concrete Kong truck. Concrete Industries is located at 502 North 13th Avenue. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll be listening to the comments of Irish senior Gavin Spees, who was our Dairy Queen player of the game against Tri-City Prep on Tuesday. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
You say you're not into veggies? Le Fazari's puts you to the test with our delicious taco salad, a south-of-the-border treat with zest.
A bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese.
And our seasoned roast beef. Add salsa, and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like you're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty chow!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's Finest and Fazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back, and the teams continue to warm up in preparation for this contest. And this interview with Gavin Spees is brought to you by Doyle Electric, who has been caring about your electrical safety since 1972. Whether it's commercial, residential, industrial, or farm, Doyle Electric is your one-stop shop for top-quality electrician service. Doyle Electric wishes the Irish the best of luck in tonight's game. Western Farm Service also brings you this pregame segment, serving generations of area farmers with offices in Walla Walla and Clyde. Western Farm Service wishes the Irish basketball team the best of luck in the state playoffs. Well, I had a chance to visit with Gavin Spees after practice yesterday. He really prides himself in his defensive effort. He's a senior in our program, his first year at DeSales after transferring from Waitsburg. He's a very humble young man who takes a lot of pride in his game. And with a push of the button again, we'll listen to his comments right now.
With me right now is Gavin Spees, our Dairy Queen Player of the Game from the Blue Mountain District Championship game. Gavin is a senior on the DeSales Club. And Gavin, you had 17 points in that contest. You made a lot of great plays. You hit some threes. You ran the floor and scored in transition. But I think the play that was most exciting to me and hopefully to our listeners, you blocked the shot in the corner, dove out of bounds, saved it, threw it behind your back, which started a fast break. Tell our listeners about that play and share with us what you think the best part of your game is.
Well, you know, when you're out there and you're playing defense, and I mean, you just try to do whatever you can do when the time comes to you. And, you know, when I blocked a shot, I saw enough time where I could grab it and maybe possibly throw it in bounds. And I looked over and I saw Caesar, and he was open, so I just did whatever I could just to get it to him, and that created a fast break, and we ended up scoring off it. But the best part of my game is probably the defense. You know, whatever it is, if the shot's not falling that night, then you can always get down and play hard deep. So, pretty much it.
Well, it's obvious to me that you take a lot of pride in your defense. You've got the pretty good wingspan. You're about a six-footer, and you're very quick, and it's been a great addition to the club. I know Coach Fazari is very confident putting you on any player on the opposition and the potential to shut them down and make great plays like you did against Tri-City Prep in that Blue Mountain League Championship game. Now, Gavin, I think most of our listeners know by now that your last name's Fees, as is mine, but I spell mine with two S's at the end, and you spell yours with one. I get a lot of guff on the radio about talking about that. But this is your first year in our program. What has it been like as a student and athlete now that you've come into the playoffs in the basketball season? What's it been like coming here to DeSales?
It's been a great experience, you know, coming from a rival school to DeSales, and future they didn't get along very good in the before, you know, memories and everything, but it's been a great time. I get along with the guys, and you know, it's been a heck of a year, and I'm just glad that I got to spend my last year with a great group of guys like DeSales.
And those great group of guys, your teammates on the basketball team, you've hopefully got a few weeks of basketball left in you. You just finished your last practice in preparation for your first round game against St. John Endicott. You've had a chance to look at the newspaper. You know all the teams that are in the field, including your old school, Waitsburg, who's really playing well right now there in the tournament. Talk to our listeners about what you guys have to do to get by St. John in the first round and what Coach Farzari has talked to you about as far as how to be successful in the upcoming district tournament.
Well, you know, we just gotta play our game. You know, defense is the main thing. We just got to get in and play hard-nosed defense like we have been all season. Offense will take care of itself, you know. I mean, we just get open shots, maybe hit some. If we don't, you just got to get back and just play D. But I think transition is one of our main ways to score, but defense is definitely going to have to play a huge role in this game.
Well, those are the comments of Gavin Spees, and we're about ready to go. Defense is the way to take control of the game, and one of these teams is going to have to step and play some defense. Both teams are very high scoring. I've got a magic number for you, 73. I think 73 points might win this game because Dan Angotti is listening across the way, and he is 73 today. So there, 73 is our magic number today. Michael Richard is set to jump it up with Bryce Johnson, the two couple of talented underclassmen. Johnson, a junior, controls the tip. Here come the Eagles. A quick shot, air ball, rebounded by Casey Wirth. Casey Wirth, Nick Conley, Nick Richard, Michael Richard, and Gavin Spees. So the Richard brothers starting at the same time. A little change up in the starting lineup. Ben Wall usually starts. So Greg Fazari, there's a wrinkle right there. And Nick Conley, who had 19 points when these teams played last year, drives hard to the basket and draws a foul right away on Jesse Butcher. Starting for the Eagles, Brent Leifer, a 5'10 junior, 14-point-per-game score on the year. Jesse Butcher, a 6-foot junior, 14-point-per-game. Lob up top to Casey Wirth. Casey had 3 points last year when DeSales beat these guys 66-47, a game where they were up 33-15 at the half. Long shot by Wirth, won't go. Rebound taken out of there by Johnson. Johnson, or check that, that's Bryce Johnson. Yes, it is. Now off to Leifer, to Johnson, to Leifer. In the corner now it goes to Jacob Denzema. Denzema, 6 foot junior, gets it back to Johnson. He's whistled for traveling. Always takes me a minute or two to get the names and faces together for the opposition. I know we've got at least one family trying to listen up in Endicott. Happens to be closely related to the Fazari family who runs KHSS. Up top's Casey Worth between the circles. Going baseline now is Nick Conley. Drives hard to the hoop, shot won't go. Rebound by Kurt Bowen. Bowen at 6'4", the tallest player on the court. Deep right wing it goes to Butcher. Cross court pass to Johnson. Long jumper won't go. Rebound tipped out of there. Gavin Spees has got it. He's got Casey Worth ahead of the pack. Streaks it to him. Casey can't keep control of himself before going out of bounds on the travel. That was a bullet pass. Casey had to catch it. By the time he controlled it, his toes were on the end line, and he couldn't keep in bounds. Tried to knock it off an Eagle, but he traveled first. Irish show some pressure. Eagles break it. Jensma gets it to Butcher. In the corner out of Johnson for three on the way again. Won't go. Nobody blocked him out, though. Race to the rebound. Conley's got in the corner. Now Nick up the right sideline. Surveys the defense. He'll push it hard. Cut off now. Slips to the floor. Gets it to Michael Richard. Goes inside on Bowen. Fade away. He's got it. Michael Richard elevates, and the Irish are up 4-0. Or check that, 2-0 early. And now Johnson, now outside to Jensma. Jensma goes baseline, backing on speed. Can't get rid of it. Now out to Johnson. Swing it over to Butcher. Butcher down low to Bowen, and Bowen scores it. So the post players score for both teams, Kurt Bowen. And now quickly the other way, Michael Richard will take a shot, and he's fouled. Two passes and a lay-in attempt for Michael Richard. Let's see who the foul is on. The foul is on Bryce Johnson, the 6 foot junior's first, second on the Eagles. We're tied at 2, 5:59 to go, first quarter here from Walla Walla Community College. Winner will play Monday evening versus Garpal. Michael Richards' left-handed free throw is good, so Michael has all the DeSales points, 63% free throw shooter on the year. Nick Conley and Nick Richard check out. And Cesar Lopez, 5'10 senior, who's been nursing that sprained ankle, did not start, but he's in there now, as is Jake Moore, 6'2 sophomore. Michael Richard hits them both. So Greg Fazari definitely changing things up in the starting lineup. Spees and Richard collide and knock each other down, which leaves Johnson wide open. Richard gets back and blocks the shot, but he fouled him. So DeSales, a little miscommunication on who is supposed to be back on the press. Spees and Richard run into each other, knock each other down, left Johnson wide open. Richard recovered in time to block the shot, but fouled him. And now Bryce Johnson, a very talented shooter, 29 points against Pomeroy. His first free throws in and out. He was 5 of 5 from the free throw line, and the Eagles in that game were a very good 21 of 26 from the free throw line. Johnson's second one is good, and the Eagles are on the board. Irish lead at 4-3. Well, they're already on the board. I don't know why I said that. Deep on the right wing, Casey Worth. Now by DeCesar Lopez between the circles. Man-to-man defense by the Eagles. Gavin Spees on the drive. Dumps it for Moore. Knocked away and stolen by Jacob Jensma. Nice defense by Jensma. Up court to Johnson. In the lane. Tough runner. He's got it. Bryce Johnson flying in the lane. Slashing, and the Eagles have the lead 5-4. Greg Fazari commented in that interview that the Eagles really get off to quick starts. He wants his guy to hang in there early. And now we have a foul on Jensma as he tried to overplay the pass to Gavin Spees and got there a bit late and ran into Gavin.
Been into L&G lately? They've got a newly expanded section of work clothing that'll make you wonder why you would shop anywhere else. L&G carries the best of the best work clothing by Carhartt. From coats to jackets, shirts to vests, bibs to overalls, if the apparel carries the Carhartt name, the performance will be legendary. And if you can't find the Carhartt article you're looking for at L&G, they'll gladly order it for you. L&G Ranch Supply, 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
We're back. Apparently we got zapped. Our connection got cut off. We're back on the air. 5-4. Eagles lead it. Jake Moore shoots a long jumper. Won't go. Rebound tipped around by Matt Fazari to Cesar Lopez, who puts it in. And the Irish are up 6-5. Sorry about the disconnect. Long pass up court by the Eagles goes out of bounds into the DeSales bench down to my right. I'm sitting about eight rows up the press box. We've got a timeout on the floor by Bob Clements, the St. John Endicott coach. The Irish will have the ball and a one-point lead when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious.
And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses.
It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's Finest and Fazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, last year when these teams met in the first round at the Whitman College campus at Sherwood Center, the Irish ran away from the Eagles early, up 17-7 after one quarter. We're nearly halfway through this first quarter. The Eagles are hanging in there. They're a year more experienced. They actually lost seven seniors last season, but this club seems more prepared. They're down by one. Gavin Spees in the lane, can't get anything going. Now out to Matt Fazari. Fazari, 5'8". Senior, 5'9", senior, now to Cesar Lopez. High between the circles, holds the ball. Now deep right wing to Gavin Spees. Dumps it inside to Michael Richards. Little left-handed shot, he's got it. Nice little pick and roll. Spees and Michael Richard work it, and Michael Richard has six first-quarter points, and the Irish are up 8-5. Leifer to Bowen. Into front court, it goes to Jensema. Jensema inside to Leifer. Kick out to Leifer. That was Leifer. The shot won't go. Spees gets a rebound pass for Moore. Goes right past him, but right to Fazari. Fazari gets himself caught in the air, but gets it to Michael Richard. He leans into a 12-footer. He's got it. Michael Richard's got 8.25. 10-5 to sales. The Irish a break there. Two bad passes, and Michael Richard ends up getting a tough shot in the lane and scores it. Pass ahead to Johnson. He can't save it. So now the Eagles, after the Bob Clements timeout, have given up four straight points and turned it over and taken a bad shot. Three turnovers on the Eagles, three on DeSales. Nick Richards back in the game. Let's set the lineup. Nick Richards, Nick Conley, Matt Fazari, Ben Walls in the game for the first time, and Cesar Lopez is in. So Michael Richard, who's got eight of DeSales' 10 points, sits down at the 3:30 mark of the first quarter. Cesar Lopez with it, 16 feet away, can't do anything with it. Now up high to Matt Fazari. Swing it to Nick Richard. Whoa, he wasn't looking. It goes right by his head to Nick Conley. Conley caught in the middle, kicks it out to Fazari. Three on the way, off the iron, won't go. Long rebound, tipped around there, and it ends up in Nick Richard's hand. Wild play there. Nick Richard deep on the right wing, being trapped over there by Ray Fitzgerald, who's checked in for the Eagles. Fitzgerald, the 5'10 junior. Now Nick Conley settles things down between the circles. Now Lopez, baseline right side, gets all the way in, goes up on Bowen, he's fouled. Cesar Lopez, good, quick first step. He's having a tough time with that sprained ankle that he suffered against Tucci about 3 weeks ago. The foul's on Kurt Bowen, his first, fourth on the Eagles. Cesar, DeSales' best free throw shooter, and averages 10 points a game, 82% from the line. His first free throw is good. The Irish are a perfect 3-for-3 from the line. They lead it 11-5 now, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Winner will play Garpal Monday afternoon at 5:30 right here at Walla Walla Community College in a winner's bracket semifinal. Lopez hits both free throws. Irish up 12-5. They were down 5-4, but they've scored 8 in a row now. The other way, all the way to the basket, laying it in is Jesse Butcher. Nobody challenged Butcher after the initial inbound pass. Conley, swing it to Casey Worth. He'll fire a quick three, backboard, nothing else. Rebound Bowen. Butcher with it. Jesse Butcher, 6-foot junior in the front court. Worth on him. They sag way off him. He'll shoot the three. He's got it. Nobody wants to guard Jesse Butcher. He's had an easy lay-in and a wide-open three. And just like that, it's 12-10. Irish lead by just two. 2:23 to go in the quarter. Casey Worth dribbles to the foul line, pulls up, shot won't go, gets his own rebound. Nobody blocks him out. He'll swing it back out, finds Nick Richard behind the arc in the right corner. Three on the way, off the mark. Casey Worth with the rebound and puts it back in. Nobody blocked Casey Worth out. Neither team playing much defense or blocking out on the rebound in the last three or four possessions. Irish up 14-10, 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Deep right wing, Bryce Johnson with it. Inside to Bowen at the elbow. Kick up top to Butcher. Ben Walls on it. Now to Johnson. And now we've got a whistle away from the ball. They threw it in the corner to Ray Fitzgerald. Let's see who it's on. It's on Gavin or Nick Richard, excuse me, on a holding foul away from the ball. Second foul on the Irish. Fitzgerald will inbound under the Eagle basket. Michael Richard's going to check back in for Ben Wall. Ben was having a tough matchup. He was guarding Butcher and could not stay with him. They lob it inside to Johnson. He gets it in the lane from 8 feet, puts it up and in. Bryce Johnson can go up with the best of them. He's got 5 points. It's a two-point game. So the Eagles answering an eight-point DeSales run with a run of their own. They scored seven of the last nine. Casey Wirth with a tough drive on the left side, puts it up and in with the left hand. Nice athletic move by Casey Wirth. Took it down the left side of the key and put it up the running hook shot with the left hand. Butcher deep on right wing with Wirth on him. Up top to Johnson behind the screen for three. Out the mark, won't go. Fitzgerald tips it but can't keep it alive. It goes out of bounds. Johnson had a good look at a three from straight away. He'll shoot it. He shot 26 times, hit 11 of 26 in that 86-79 win over Pomeroy on Wednesday night to get into this game. Irish up 16-12. Lopez left wide open underneath. Wirth finds him. Lopez scores it. Caesar got in behind the defense. He's got six, and the Irish lead is six. 18-12, a minute to go in the first quarter. Butcher has it deep on the right wing in front court. Wirth on him. In the corner goes to Fitzgerald. Johnson wants it down low. Bowen gets it to him. We got a whistle and a foul before the shot. Nice high-low game there. Bowen, the 6'4 post, went up to the elbow. Johnson got inside position on Michael Richard down low, and Michael Richard picks up the push foul, and that's two on Michael. So the good news for the 6'1 sophomore, Michael Richard, he scored eight quick points in this game, but he's also picked up two fouls. He'll sit down, and Jake Moore comes in. Jake, a 6'1 sophomore, in the corner to Butcher, left open for three, in and out, stays out. Bowen tips it, but Nick Conley out, wrestles him for the ball. Nick at 5'11, beat Bowen at 6'4 to the ball. Lopez, head fake, goes in the lane, tough runner, spins and drops, but they're going to say offensive. Wow. Offensive foul called. No basket. The deal on that is, you know, in the NBA, they have that little arc right underneath the basket. Well, they don't have that in high school basketball. You should, in high school, you can stand underneath the basket and not give the guy a place to come down. And so they collide, foul on Lopez. Irish lead 18-12, 29 seconds to go in the first quarter. Butcher from 12, he's got it. And Jesse Butcher has scored 7 points, seven of his team's last nine. They were down 12-5, and Butcher's kept keeping them in. It's 18-14. Lopez is in the yellow and black Walla Walla Community College circle at half court, and they're going to play for one shot. All four other players at the baseline. Playing defense on him is Leifer. Lopez tries to get him in the way. Air, fade away from 12, won't go at the buzzer. Good defense by Leifer. Good first quarter. The Sales up 18-14 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wait, so your car rolls off a cliff into the ocean?
I'm leaning against the bumper so Kate can take my picture.
And the car starts to roll?
Yeah, I forgot to set the parking brake.
So it rolls off the cliff?
Off the cliff into the ocean, yeah.
Because no one is more focused on getting your car back to normal than your farmer's agent. Describing how you got into an accident can be a lot harder than describing how you got out of one.
So I already got my car back.
Whoa, who's your insurance company?
Farmers Auto Insurance. Gets you back where you belong.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Shooting percentage is very similar. Both teams shooting the ball well. The Irish 46% on a 7 of 15. The Eagles 6 of 13. Dave Maley, the stat king from Rosalia, keeping me up to date on that stuff. The Irish will start the second quarter of the ball on an 18-14 lead. They find Gavin Spees wide open underneath. Wirth hits him, and that's the second time that play's worked for a lay-in. Once to Lopez and now to Spees. The Eagles give up the bucket in the first possession of the second quarter. DeSales up 20-14. Nick Richard knocks the ball away again on the press in front of the Eagle bench, and now Bowen will inbound it to Brent Leifer. Leifer, Fitzgerald, Bowen, Johnson, and a Butcher for the Eagles. Butcher had a seven-point run there to get the Eagles back in the first quarter. Down low to Bowen. Can't hit the shot. Casey Wirtz with the rebound. Casey, the 5'11 junior. Crossover dribble now leads it behind him to Nick Richard. Back to Wirtz on the left wing. Butcher on him up top to Nick Conley. Gavin Spees, right wing. Now Nick Conley swing it to Casey Wirtz. Jake Moore, Nick Richard, Gavin Spees, Casey Wirtz, and Nick Conley in the game. Butcher tries to strip Wirtz. Wirtz gets it back now to Moore. Swing it right wing outside the arc to Richard. Pass underneath, stolen by Fitzgerald. And now Fitzgerald stepped on the sideline. He made a good defensive play, knocked the ball away, chased it down the corner, and stepped on the black line on the sideline. The Irish will inbound in the far corner from my vantage point. Up top to Gavin Spees. Now between the circles, Nick Conley holds the ball overhead. Still holding it. Now he'll dribble left, drive in, tries to get Johnson in the air, can't do it. Now passes up top to Casey Wirtz. Man-to-man defense by the Eagles. Greg Fazari thought they play zone, but they're playing man. Spees stripped by Butcher. Butcher's got the steal, and now double dribbles called. He stole it, bounced it. Spees reached in, forced him to pick it up, and then he dribbled it again. And Greg Morris and the Whitman County League official makes that call. Bill Fleener and Jason Richard from the Blue Mountain League Officials Crew Association are three officials tonight. So in teams trade turnovers there. Five now on DeSales, four on St. John Endicott. Irish up 20-14 with the ball here in the second quarter. Spees gets himself in the air, slapped away by Johnson. Johnson's got it. Nick Conley will try to push him aside, and now he's got traveling called on Johnson. He tried to put the hesitation move on Nick Conley, who hustled back and got in front of him. He pulled the ball up for a second, took a couple steps, and put it back on the floor. So a turnover in transition. Good defense by Johnson. So the Eagles had two nice defensive plays, but they both turned back into turnovers. Jake Moore left wing up to the foul line. Now Nick Conley faces the basket, tries to drive, cut off nicely by Leifer. Now deep right wing, it goes to Gavin Spees. We've got a moving screen on Nick Richards, trying to create some space for Gavin to shoot the three. Nick moving on the block. And the Richard boys have two fouls each. Nick Conley is going to sit down. And Cesar Lopez checks back in. 6:19 to go. A little bit of a stagnant start to this second quarter. Gavin Spees scored in the initial possession of the quarter, but neither team has scored since. In the corner to Fitzgerald. Three on the way. In and out. Stays out. The red shirts collide with the white shirts on the boards, and the white shirts have the block out, so it'll be a foul on one of the Eagle players. We'll see who it's on. It's going to be on Bryce Johnson. That's his second foul. Fifth on the Eagles, each team with five fouls, 6 minutes to go in the half. And the officials get set up. Bill Fleener hands the ball to Nick Richard. He throws it into Cesar Lopez. Cesar, the 5'10 senior, averages 10 points a game, 82% free throw, the leading rebounder on DeSales, and the leading assist man of five a game. He's a kind of a do-everything guy. He's got it on the left wing now. Dribbles to the top of the key. Butcher is on him. Now deep right wing goes to Wirth. Leifer on Wirth. Wirth tries to drive, gets himself in the air, ball tipped away. Spees will chase it down and ahead of Fitzgerald at half court. Now deep right wing to Lopez. Cesar on the dribble, Fitzgerald right on him. Good defense by the Eagles. Just 2 points scored in this quarter. DeSales trying to be patient in the man. Nick Richard gets it to Gavin Spees at the top key. He tries to drive, tries to dump it into Moore. Ball's loose. Spees gets it back. Now Lopez has it. He goes baseline left side, trying to find some room. Got a whistle, and they say he steps on the end line. A lot of traffic. Very good man defense by the Eagles. They're quick with the hands and quick with the feet, and the Irish are having trouble with it right now. Only 2 points have been scored in this second quarter. Nearly 3 minutes in the quarter. 20-14, the Irish lead it by six. It was 18-14 at the quarter break. Leifer down low to Johnson. Turns from 12 feet. He's got it. Bryce Johnson, nice turnaround jumper. The 6'1 junior's got seven. 20-16, the Eagles get their first bucket of the second quarter. It's a 4-point DeSales lead. They've got the ball. Wirth tries to get a screen, and Butcher fights over it and pushes him into the corner. Casey still on the dribble, brings it to the top of the key. Good defense by the Eagles. They're really shutting down DeSales right now. They like this tempo. I know the Eagles like to run, but Whitman County's kind of a half-court league. There's a pass down low to Wirth. Shot partially blocked by Butcher, controlled by Bowen. Back to Butcher. That's that same underneath cut that DeSales got a couple lands on. That time, Wirth couldn't finish. Butcher dumps it inside to Bowen. Bowen lays it in. He's fouled from behind by Jake Moore. Nice pass inside by Jesse Butcher. And that six-foot junior, I think, is the difference maker right now for the Eagles. St. John was down 12-5, and he scored seven straight points, did Butcher. And a nice pass inside there to Bowen. Moore picks up the foul, and Bowen will shoot the free throw. 20-18 to Sales. 4:23 to go in the half, and 6'4 senior Kurt Bowen, the only senior on this Eagle roster. They had seven seniors last year. DeSales shellacked them 66-47. This group much more athletic. His free throw's off the mark, and Michael Richard, who's checked in, rebounds it. Matt Fazari's in the game as well. Nick Conley, Matt Fazari, Mike and Nick Richard, and Cesar Lopez. Nick's a senior, Michael's a sophomore. Fazari in the left wing with the ball, Butcher right on him. Now Fazari at the dribble up top to Nick Richard. Swing it to Michael Richard, Bowen on him. Michael holding the ball. The Irish, I think we're really expecting zone from the Eagles. Nick Conley with it. Now up top it goes to Fazari. Definitely a slow-paced game. Fazari lob inside to Nick Conley. He's got it, but then stripped from behind by Johnson. Then Johnson throws it right to Lopez, who can't finish the lay-in after the steal. Nick Richard will run it down the left wing. Now to Lopez for three, and he's called for traveling. He hit the three, but he's called for traveling as he set his feet. Wow. Wild sequence there, but no points. And the Eagles can tie it on this possession or take the lead on a three. 20-18 DeSales, 3:41 to go in this game between the Whitman County number 4 seed and the DeSales Irish, the number 1 team from the Blue Mountain League. Lopez slaps it away from Butcher. And I've got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Cesar Lopez pushing off on Butcher. And that's Lopez's second, and that's the seventh on the Irish. And a Jesse Butcher will shoot the front end of a 1-1, the 6-foot junior. Averages 14 points a game, hits the first free throw. He had 14 against Pomeroy. And he's doing a nice job. This one would tie it. Second one looks good, and it is good. Both of them, nothing but the bottom of the net. So the Eagles were down 12-5 at one point in the first quarter. Butcher brought them back. They were down 20-14 here for a while in the second quarter, and they've tied it up. Nick Conley, deep left wing to Nick Richard. Nick Richard on the dribble, loses it briefly, throws it away. The Eagles defense has really caught DeSales by surprise. They are a turnover machine. 11 first half turnovers already for DeSales. They had 10 the whole game Tuesday night when they beat Tri-City Prep. So the Eagle man-to-man pressure defense is surprising the Irish right now. St. John Endicott, a chance to take a lead. Johnson with Fazari on him, and now we've got a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Johnson, pushing off with the forearm. Fazari did a nice job on the defense. He was using his hands, using his feet, keeping his hands off.
It's actually on Kurt Bowen away from the ball, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, good. Thanks. Thanks there, Mr. Maley. Had to turn your mic up real quick for you. Deep right wing, it goes to Lopez. We're tied at 20. That was the sixth foul on the Eagles. Now a five-second call on Cesar Lopez. Well, that was an interesting one. He drove baseline and then brought it back out to the wing and got the five-second call. Closely guarded. If you're closely guarded for 5 seconds and are not making any attempt to attack the basket offensively, it's a turnover. And that is 12 on the sale. The Eagles with 2:50 to go. Again, a chance to take the lead. Johnson with Fazari on him. Up top it goes to Leifer, to Butcher. Back to Leifer. Open for three. He's got it. Brent Leifer's first points of the game. The Eagles lead it 23-20. 2:35 to go in the first half. Michael Richard, who scored the first 8 points of the game for the Sales. Tough shot on the baseline, in and out. Won't go. Ben Wall with the offensive rebound and puts it back in. Ben Wall, so strong underneath. The 6'2", 210-pound, honorable mention All-State football player, used his body there inside. Jensimu's back in the game. Kicks it out to Butcher. Down low to Johnson. Kick out to Leifer for three. He's got it. And Brent Leifer hits back-to-back threes. The Eagles up 26-22. It was Butcher in the first quarter. It's Leifer in the second quarter. And now Lopez goes baseline and scores it. over Leifer. Caesar on the drive. Now both teams heating up offensively. Trading baskets. The Eagles are getting threes. The Irish are getting twos. DeSales down 26-24. Down low it goes inside to Justin Taylor. He's called for traveling. I'm sorry, Eagle fans. Justin Taylor, 6'1 sophomore, has checked in. That's the eighth Eagle turnover. Matt Fazari comes out of the game. Casey Wirth comes back in. Jesse Butcher is indicating to Bob Clements on the bench that he wants a break, but he just ignores him. 26-24, DeSales trails by two. They have the basketball. In the corner, Mike Richard with Jens on him. Michael goes inside, goes all the way to the basket, and lays it in. The Irish starting to spread the floor and just one-on-one dribble drives. They've scored two buckets in a row. We're tied at 26. Michael Richard has 10. 1:20 to go in the first half. Butcher down low. Wall cuts them off. Pass inside for Taylor, knocked away by DeSales. So it looks like the DeSales offensive scheme now is to spread the floor and go one-on-one with the Eagles. The patterns they were running earlier, they throw it in the corner to Leifer, left wide open, he hits a three. Nobody guards Leifer. He just stood in the corner begging for the ball. Now Wirth, a quick three the other way, it's an air ball, Leifer with the rebound. The Eagles lead it by three with the ball. Deep left wing to Butcher, in the corner to Jensema for three. Off the air, won't go, long rebound to Lopez. They've got a three on one. Johnson cuts Lopez off and fouls him. And that is three fouls on Bryce Johnson. He wanted to stop the fast break, but that's a tough trade-off. The leading scorer for the Eagles will go to the bench for the last minute of the quarter with three fouls. And Cesar Lopez, the DeSales Irish best free throw shooter, will shoot the front end of a one-on-one. 59.5 seconds to go in the half. DeSales down 29-26. And his first free throw is good. Gavin Spees is set to check in, but he's in for Lopez, so he'll have to wait. Caesar has 9 points. This free throw would give him 10 and a break. Caesar's got two fouls of his own. I'm sure Greg Fazari wants to get him out, but he misses the second one. Ben Wall fights for the rebound, gets it, and puts it back in. Ben Wall, 4 points, both on offensive rebounds, and we're tied at 29. Nice job by the 6'2 junior. Butcher in the corner to Jensma. Pass in the middle, loose. Lopez has got it. Taylor and Leifer both chasing back. Lopez stripped by Leifer. We'll go the other way. A pass ahead to Butcher. Butcher lets Wirth go by. Blocked by Michael Richard. Leifer's got it. Now he's fouled. Wild sequence there. Cesar Lopez couldn't get the call down at that end. Greg Fazari's pointing down there saying, what happened down there? And Jason Richard said it was not a shooting foul. Michael Richard blocked the shot initially. Butcher got it back. The foul was on Nick Conley, his first. So after that wild sequence, Lopez had a chance to give DeSales a lead. In traffic, couldn't hit the lay-in. Butcher's free throw in and out, hits the back iron and drops in. Butcher's in double figures now with 10 points. And that gives the Eagles a lead, 30-29 with 33 seconds to go in the half. Butcher's second one hits all the parts of the rim and drops in. Nice soft touch. The Eagles, a very good free throw shooting team. 2-point game, 30 seconds to go in the half. Nick Conley between the circles. Fitzgerald's in the game on him. To Spees, now in the corner to Richard. Richard tries to drive on Jensma. He checks the clock, backs in, spins baseline left side. In and out, stays out. Ben Wall with the rebound. Goes up strong, he's fouled. Ben Wall is just pounding the offensive boards in there. And the foul is on Ray Fitzgerald, his first. Now Ben, who's just a 49% free throw shooter, will shoot the front end of a 1-1. He's got 4 points on this quarter and has worked very hard on the offensive boards. Oh, they say it's a shooting foul. Thank you, Mr. Maley. And his first one is good. Nice soft touch there for Ben. Jake Moore checks in for Michael Richard. A good move by Coach Fazari. Michael's got two fouls. Doesn't want to pick up a cheapie here in the final 30 seconds of the, or now 15 seconds of the quarter and the half. Then second free throw's off the front iron short. Taylor with the rebound. The Eagles with a 1 point lead in the ball. Conley steals it from Butcher and tries to save it, and he slides out of bounds. Nice hustle by Nick Conley. Eagle fans won the foul call. The Irish student body says, hey, don't worry about it. You got the ball. Leifer with it, who's had a good quarter. Now to Fitzgerald, then the quarter to Jensma. Worth on him. Up top for Butcher. Knocked away by Gavin Spees. 1 second to go. He can't get a shot off. and the Eagles. A good second quarter. They lead it 31-30 at the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Conan Rock Products is your place to go for the finest materials and the friendliest service available. Need some riprap for enhancing your stream bank? How about some decorative rock? Perhaps you need your driveway graded, graveled, and rolled. Who you gonna call? Conan Rock Products at 938-6856. Conan Rock Products is a proud sponsor of DeSales Irish Athletics. Serving Walla Walla's rock product needs for more than a generation, that's Conan Rock Products. Call them today at 938-6856.
When you buy Napa brand parts and accessories, you can be sure they meet or exceed original equipment standards and that they're reasonably priced. So where do you find Napa brand parts and accessories in Walla Walla? Only one place in town's got them, 9th Street Napa. Specializing in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small engine parts, 9th Street Napa is open 7 days a week, so they'll be there when you need them. See the ASE-certified parts professionals at 9th Street Napa, 9th and Poplar in Walla Walla.
Walla Walla Electric has been serving the Walla Walla area since 1975. Call the experts at Walla Walla Electric for all of your electrical needs. They specialize in residential electrical service. Whether it's computer and data cable wiring, fiber optic cabling, telephone and voicemail systems, home theaters, pools, hot tubs, spas, or whatever your electrical service needs, Walla Walla Electric can help you. Call Walla Walla Electric at 525-8672. That's 525-8672. Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For more than 50 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Low-pressure salespeople, high customer satisfaction ratings, and tightly controlled overhead. Just a few of the reasons why Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automobile business for so long. Dale Graves, Inc. Pontiac, Buick, GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Whoa, Sarah Spees is shooting a half-court shot here. Yeah, oh, just short. She had a lot of, she had it right on line. It skimmed the net and was left just short. So Sarah Spees, who started for 3 years for the Lady Irish and played a lot of district games on this court, went to the state tournament twice. She couldn't quite get it to go from half court, just under the edge of the front rim. She's in the ROTC program at Seattle U. She's going to have to just get it just a teeny bit stronger. Anyway, so she's up talking about that with her classmates, her old schoolmates, and she's home for the three-day weekend to watch the girls tomorrow night. They'll play at 7 o'clock against Colton. Well, we're halftime of the boys' game. The Irish boys down 31-30 at the half. This first segment of the halftime show brought to you by Western Farm Service, serving generations of area farmers with offices in Walla Walla and Clyde. Western Farm Service wishes the Irish basketball team the best of luck in the state playoffs. And Doyle Electric, who can handle all of your security, telephone, networking, fiber optic cabling, computer, and other specialty electrical work. Call Doyle Electric at 529-2500. That's 529-2500. Well, the Sales was up 12-5 midway through the first quarter, and then Jesse Butcher scored seven straight points to pull the Eagles actually tied at 12, and then the Irish went on a little run, led 18-14 at the end of the quarter. And then after a slow start to the second quarter, the Sales was leading 20-14 after scoring on their first possession of the second quarter. Neither team scored for a couple minutes. A lot of turnovers by both teams. But then the Eagles get hot. Brent Leiper hits three straight three-point field goals late in the quarter. The Eagles outscore the Sales 17-12 and lead it 31-30 at the half. We'll be back with a look at the bracket on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in the playoffs.
Need some fabrication work or machining done? Walla Walla Farmers Co-op has one of the best fab shops that you'll find anywhere. Whether it's sprayer parts, steel tubing, steel plate, steel shaft,
chrome cylinder shaft, stainless steel, or aluminum, there's no job too small or too large for our full-service machine and fabrication shop. Come in and see what else we have to offer at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op Machine Shop, 928 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Discover a new road to service and satisfaction at Bank of Whitman. People who live in the Inland Northwest work hard, and they expect nothing less from their bank. Since 1977, Bank of Whitman has served the financial needs of their communities with local decisions for local people. Bank of Whitman at 1 West Alder offers you responsive service, outstanding security, and complete satisfaction. And they'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate the area's high school playoff basketball teams. Bank of Whitman, good bankers, good friends. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. The McGregor Company stands for pride, quality, professionalism, and commitment to the communities and customers they serve. The folks at McGregor know that it takes a great deal of hard work and dedication to develop and maintain a winning team. They take great pride and pleasure in supporting all of our local high school athletic teams in their bids for state titles. The McGregor Company of Touche, Waitsburg, Prescott, and Walla Walla wish all area athletes, and especially the DeSales Irish, all the luck in the world in this year's state contests.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Eagles of St. John Endicott already back out on the floor. They're leading 31-30. This segment of our halftime show, a look at the bracket, brought to you by Concrete Industries, who can supply you with brick, masonry, structural, and landscaping blocks, such as the innovative tinless and mortarless retaining wall systems from Anchor Block Company. Concrete Industries at 502 North 13th Avenue says best of luck, Irish. And by Cummins Athletic Supply, where you'll find the finest selection of track spikes, baseball and softball mitts, cleats, bats, and batting gloves, as well as Under Armour moisture management athletic wear, not to mention those famous adjustable height Bison brand backboards with slam dunk rims. Well, let's take a quick look at the brackets. In girls' games earlier today, Waitsburg's girls were beaten by Garpal 50-38. Garpal, one of the pre-tournament favorites. And Liberty Christian's girls, a number two seed from Blue Mountain, beat Peak Oaksdale 44-32. Tomorrow's game, Waitsburg is in a loser-out game against Peak Oaksdale. Dayton takes on La Crosse Washtukna, and the Lady Irish take on Colton at 7 p.m. tomorrow night from Walla Walla Community College. On the boys' side, Waitsburg boys lost to Garpal 43-17 in a wild, statistically deceiving game. The Cardinals were up 13-12 at the end of the first quarter and scored only 4 points the rest of the game. Garpal is in the winner's bracket. And, of course, this boys' game going on right now, DeSales versus St. John Endicott. Tomorrow, loser out game at 1:30, Waitsburg versus the loser of this one between DeSales and St. John. And then in the evening session, Tri-City Prep takes on Peak Oaksdale and La Crosse Washtukna takes on Liberty Christian. That's a look at the bracket brought to you by Concrete Industries and Cummins Athletic Supply. We'll be back with the halftime stats and second half action on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's been another exciting season of basketball at DeSales Catholic School this winter. Congratulations to Coach Fazari and his boys, and Coach Duncan and his girls from Dr. Greg Fink and Dr. Eugene Martin, who, along with their entire staffs, wish the Fighting Irish the best of luck in the playoffs.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
When are you going to take driver's ed? Walla Walla Defensive Driving starts a new 8-week and concentrated 5-week course every month. The 8-week courses meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 8, while the 5-week courses meet 3 times a week from 3:30 to 5:30. A state-certified driving school with state-certified instructors, Walla Walla Defensive Driving keeps their class sizes small to maximize the learning opportunity. For more information, call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900. That's 527-8900.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, these halftime stats brought to you by Eric Kimball, who congratulates the Irish on another exciting season. For quality accounting advice and service, call Eric Kimball at 529-2441. And the Overhead Door Company of Walla Walla, now located at 2310 East Gate Street, next to the Super 8. Motel, locally owned and operated by Justin Mason, specializing in the installation, service, and repair of residential and commercial garage doors. The overhead door company of Walla Walla says, go get them, Irish. Well, shooting is the stat that jumps out at me. Both teams shooting well. The Eagles 50%, the Sales 48%. But the Eagles are 4 of 11 from behind the three-point line. The Irish, an uncharacteristic 0 for 6. The Irish are used to teams playing zone against them because the Irish feel like they can beat them off the dribble, and they hit a lot of threes. But the Eagles have played man. They haven't let the Irish get any open looks at three-pointers, and that's a big difference right now. Both teams shooting well from the line. The Irish 6 of 8, the Eagles 5 of 7. First half scoring for the Eagles, 4 points for Kurt Bowen, 7 points for Bryce Johnson, 9 points for Brent Leifer on three straight three-pointers in the second quarter, and 11 points for Jesse Butcher. We're underway in the second quarter. We'll get the rest of the stats as we go. The Eagles will start the second half of the ball. Jensen with it at the elbow. Now in the corner to Butcher. Butcher goes baseline cutoff. Now to Jensen in the lane to Johnson. Shot won't go. Rebound Nick Richards. Outlet to Nick Conley. Gavin Spees in the game as well. Down low to Michael Richard, but he has to chase it down all the way in the corner. Gets it to Spees for three. He's got it. So just like that, the Irish get their first three-pointer of the game, and they get the lead back at 33-31. The Sales have started every quarter well, but the Eagles have regrouped and finished strong in each quarter. In the corner to Johnson for three. He's got it. So the teams trade three-pointers. Johnson's got 10 now, and the Eagles back up 34-33. Spees penetrates, kick out to Wirth. Wirth hits the three. Here we go. The scoring is heating up. Casey Wirth's got 7. So the Irish 0 for 6 in the first half behind the arc. They're 2 for 2 here in the first minute of the second half. Butcher goes baseline. He and Nick Richard collide. No call. Butcher's lane is up and good. A lot of offense here in the second quarter, or second half so far. We're tied at 36. Deep left wing Spees won't take the three with Johnson on him. Now up high to Nick Conley. And for the first time, a team will slow it down and run some half-court offense. Wirth up top to Gavin Spees. Johnson on him. Now right side to Wirth with Butcher on him. Casey, one dribble now. Swing it to Spees. He'll fire the three. Off the mark won't go. And Nick Conley jumps inside a lifer to keep it alive and get called for the push foul. Each team committed 8 fouls in the first half. Nick Conley has 2 now, as do Lopez, Michael Richard, and Nick Richard. Bryce Johnson has 3 for the Eagles, the only guy in a little bit of foul trouble. Scoring for DeSales, 5 now for Gavin Spees, 7 for Casey Wirth, 5 for Ben Wall, 9 for Cesar Lopez, and 10 for Michael Richard. Butcher down low to Bowen, backs in, kicks out to Butcher, goes baseline cutoff, tries to get it back to Bowen, pass knocked away by Spees, controlled by Nick Richard. To Nick Conley. Nick will survey the defense, get in the corner to Michael Richard. He tries to back it up. Bowen spins. Tough shot. Rolls and falls away. Rebound. Jensma loses it off his leg, but they say last touch as it goes out of bounds by the Irish. We're tied at 36. 2 minutes into the second half. Leifer, Brent Leifer, 5'10 junior, will bring the ball up court. Nick Conley on him gets a screen from Jensma and will shoot from the top of the key. In and out won't go. Casey Wirth with the rebound. Now to Nick Conley. He checks the defense. The Eagles doing a great job getting back and staying in the passing lanes, but Nick Conley drives all the way in and scores it. He got by one guy, and then Bowen tried to draw the charge, a little flop, and Nick Conley gets his first basket of the game, and the Irish are back up top, 38-36. Butcher deep on the right wing up top to Johnson. Gavin Spees right on him. Gets a screen from Jensen. Pulls up from 15. Won't go. Follows his own shot, but Nick Conley corrals the rebound. Nick will bring it into front court. Drives into the lane again, goes all the way up and in again. And Nick Conley, you can't turn your back on him. The 5'11 senior scored 2 buckets in a row, and the Irish are up by 4 after being down 1 at the half. 40-36 to Sales, 5:18 to go third quarter. Johnson off a screen for 3, won't go. Butcher has a rebound knocked away, hits Nick Conley right in the head, goes to Jensma. Then his shot blocked by Michael Richard. They say jump ball as Richard pinned it. Good defense by Michael. The arrow in favor of the Irish. Gavin Spees is going to sit down. Cesar Lopez comes in. Jake Moore will come in for Nick Richard. So Greg Fazari has certainly changed up his substitution rotation. Cesar Lopez, who is averaging 14 points a game at the midway point of the season, really struggled offensively for a stretch. He had a game where he didn't score and 2 or 3 games in a row where he was in single digits, plus a sprained ankle. So he's trying a different look for Cesar, bringing him off the bench. A runner in the lane, Wirth won't take a kick out to Moore. Swing it to Lopez. 3 won't go. Cesar hit a 3-pointer in the first half, but he was called for traveling as he set up his feet. Butcher on the left wing of the Eagles, down by four with the basketball. Down low to Johnson. Tough shot inside. Won't go. Rebound, Jensima. Stripped by Nick Conley. Michael Richard chases it out of there. Ball's loose. Leifer and Moore and Conley collide. It's going to be a foul on the Irish. And that's just one of those you have to live with. And it's on Nick Conley, and that's his third. And Michael Richard, somewhere in that sequence, sprained his ankle, and he comes out of the game. And Ben Wall checks in. Ben, a 6'2 junior. Irish up 40-36. The Eagles with the ball. Leifer in the half-court circle with Conley on. Now the left wing to Johnson. Tries to shoot it back inside to Butcher. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Irish. Good collapsing defense as Johnson tried to force that pass inside. The Eagles will inbound. Spread four players out. Now they break to the ball. Now it goes up top to Leifer. Nick Conley on him. Strips him. Ball's loose. Lopez tight-roping the left sideline. Johnson's back. Lopez sizes him up. Goes up and in with the left. Right-handed shot from the left side. Nice crossover. Started to the right, got Johnson in the air, and Lopez lays it in. He's got 11. Conley slaps it away, and Jake Moore's got it. So Nick Conley, quick hands on defense, creates the turnover. Irish with the ball, leading by six, halfway through this third quarter. Greg Fazzari knew the Eagles would start quickly. He felt, as in that interview, that they could wear the Eagles down the second half. Worth goes baseline, tries a wraparound pass. The Eagles steal it. Another turnover. 14 on the Sales. We got a timeout on the floor. The Eagles want to talk about it. Irish up 42-36. St. John Endicott will have the ball with 3:53 to go in the third quarter when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is the place to go for comprehensive vision care for your entire family. If you're looking for quality eyewear or contact lenses, the doctors and staff at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic want to help you. Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is a proud sponsor of DeSales High School Athletics and wishes the Irish student-athletes the best of luck this season. For an appointment or a question concerning your eye care, please call 529-1153 or stop by at 1711 Dalles Military Road to see us at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, the Irish, after struggling from outside the arc in the first half and scoring only 12 points in the second quarter, put 12 up here in the first 4 minutes and 7 seconds of the third quarter, including three-pointers by Worth and Gavin Spees to start the second half, and they've gone from one down to six up. They're outscoring the Eagles 12-5 here after the intermission. And Bob Clements, the St. John coach, wanted a timeout. It's been a very hectic. The Irish have really picked up the intensity with the hands and the feet on defense. Both teams committing a lot of turnovers. The Irish have 14. The Eagles have 13. But the Sales has committed just one in the second half. Johnson, a long three off the inbound. He scores it. That was NBA range, and Michael Richard let him take it. Johnson's hit two threes here in the second half. And that cuts to the Sales lead in half. It's 42-39. Down low, Matt Fazzari left open. Misses everything on the lay-in attempt. Michael Richard ends up with it. Kicks it back out to Fazzari. He'll try the three. Barely nicks the rim, but Gavin Spees gets the offensive rebound. He can't hit. Ben Wall's got it. Goes up strong. He can't hit. He's fouled. The Sales, point-blank looks. They can't get it. But Ben Wall will go to the line. Ben has been a real workhorse on the boards inside. The foul was on Brent Leifer. His second. I only had him down for one. Obviously, I missed one. Ben Wall will shoot two free throws. He's 1-for-2 at the line with 5 points. His first free throw missed everything. Ben hit his first free throw of the night. He's just a 49% free throw shooter, but the two since then haven't looked so hot. Matt Fazzari, Cesar Lopez, Ben Wall, Gavin Spees, and Mike Richard for the Irish. Fitzgerald has checked in for the Eagles. Wall misses them both, and Bowen gets the rebound. So the Eagles, a can tie on a three on this possession. Butcher to Leifer. In the corner goes to Fitzgerald. They want inside to Bowen, set up top to Johnson. Swing it to Butcher. Butcher gets by Fazzari. Back to Johnson. Swing it to Leifer. Irish in a zone defense right now. Swing it to Butcher. Fazzari right on him. Now to Johnson. With Lopez on him. Deep right wing, now Leifer. Down low to Bowen. Kick out to Leifer. Steps into a three from the right wing. Off the iron, won't go. Long rebound to Johnson. In the corner, gun out of Fitzgerald. Up top to Leifer. To Johnson. Deep three on the left wing. Short. Bowen with the offensive rebound. Can't finish. Rebound tip. Lopez has got it. Michael Richards on the deck. Whoa! Michael Richard took an elbow in the face. He'll get up, and that's a tough situation. A full court pass to Gavin Spees for a lay-in, but they blew the whistle for the injured player. So Michael's okay. So now the question is, where do they inbound the ball? They'll give it to the Irish in backcourt in front of the St. John bench. So the Sales with 2:46 to go in the third quarter, lead at 42-39. That Bryce Johnson deep three after the Eagle timeout, cutting a six-point lead in half. Fazari up top with the ball. Gavin Spees baseline with it now from 12. He's got it. Gavin's got 7 points in the game. Five in this quarter. The Irish lead back up to six. Or check that. It's at five. Butcher to Leifer. Swing it to Johnson. Open from three over Michael Richard. Won't go. Rebound. Lopez can't control it. He and Bowen fight for it. Bowen knocks Lopez down. Ball still loose. Fazari runs it down the corner and gets it to Lopez. Good hustle by the white shirt. Caesar will walk it into front court now. Gets it to Richard at the elbow. Goes in on Bowen, little five-footer in the lane. He's got it. He's fouled. Michael Richard off the dribble is tough to stop one-on-one. Bowen picks up his third. Michael Richard, who had 8 points right off the bat to start this game, then went to the bench and has scored just 2 cents for 10 at the half, now has 12 and a chance to complete the three-point play. DeSales is 0-for-2 from the line in this quarter. Left-handed free throw is good. And we've got a substitution for the Eagles, as Justin Taylor, 6'1 sophomore, checks in for Bowen. Bowen at 6'4 just can't match up man-to-man with any of the DeSales players on the floor. Irish lead is back up to 8 now, 47-39 after the Eagles had cut it to 3. Inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pass inside to Taylor. Kick out to Fitzgerald for 3. He's got it. Ray Fitzgerald's first points of the game. He averages just 2 a game, but he hit a 3 there. Michael Richard goes baseline the other way. Soft shot won't go. Follows his own shot. He's fouled on the rebound. Michael left that one short. He knew it. It hit the backboard. He caught his own carom and then was fouled. The foul is on Justin Taylor. It's not a shooting foul. Casey Wirth's going to check in for Matt Fazari. So we've got Nick and Michael Richard lined up on the blocks on this inbound play. Lopez has it. Looks inside. Nobody open. Still nobody there. Lopez gets in the corner to Michael Richard. He'll shoot the three. He's got it. Michael Richard's feeling it. He's got 16 points. Irish will press. Lopez with the steal. Dumps it inside to Gavin Spees. He lays it in. A quick five-point flip. And Bob Clements needs a timeout. Michael Richard, the three in the corner. Lopez the steal and the assist. The Irish fans are on their feet. The Eagle players go to the bench. Irish up by 10. Timeout with 1:28 to go in the third quarter on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Loney's Harvest Foods in Southgate is Walla Walla's only locally owned grocery store. And locally owned means old-fashioned values are alive and well at Loney's. They've teamed up with RSVP to offer free home delivery of groceries to senior citizens and the handicapped. Just call your order into RSVP at 527-3278 by Wednesday, and you'll have your groceries delivered on Thursday. How much more convenient can it get? Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate, proud sponsors of DeSales High School Athletics.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And that's what DeSales can do to you. Michael Richard hits a three from the corner. Cesar Lopez steals the inbounds pass, which he leads the team in steals. Then he does what he also leads the team in, a nice assist to Gavin Spees. The Irish score 5 quick ones. They lead it by 10, 52-42, a minute 20 to go in the third. Johnson to Fitzgerald, to Johnson, swinging the corner to Butcher. Butcher to Johnson, baseline left side, stripped by Spees, fouled by someone. They say a push foul. I think it's going to be on Nick Conley. Yes, it is, and that's 4 on Nick Conley. Irish up by 10, a minute 12 to go in the third. Johnson off the inbound, long three, won't go. Lopez with the rebound, long out to Gavin Spees. Johnson goes up and fouls him. And that is 4 fouls on Bryce Johnson. Lopez, the long rebound, Spees streaking down the sideline. And Gavin Spees, who scored 7 in this quarter, 9 for the game, has a chance to get into double figures with 2 free throws. Clock stops, 1:06 to go in the third quarter. The Irish have had a very good third quarter. They've scored 22 points. Make it 22 still. That hit the front iron, rolled around, kissed the glass, rolled back up the left side of the iron, and fell away. Jake Moore will check in for Nick Conley, who sits down with those 4 fouls. Irish up by 10. Gavin's second free throw is good. So Gavin's got 8 in the quarter, 10 for the game.
And as we can see here, we have a replacement jersey worn by Jake Moore, right?
Oh, yeah, he must have. Yeah, he's wearing number 13. Now, that could be an interesting one. They could end up with a technical foul if they didn't. He had blood on it, I would assume. So the officials are going to square that away. And now they're going to make him change back, apparently. So Jake's doing the old half strip down. Well, this is something you'd see in a boys' game, but maybe not in a girls' game. Now they're talking it over. Dave, you're speechless.
Well, it looks like they're not going.
Yeah, they're going to let him go back. He's got number 13 on. And
no technicals.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. You can't punish a team for following the rules.
Yes, but as long as the scorekeepers are informed that there is a jersey change.
Right. There they go. There we go.
So right now, DeSales, one thing that's killing St. John Endicott is lack of rebounding. DeSales has outboarded St. John Endicott 27-14. And in the 3 playoff games SJE played in the league tournament and the district qualifier on Wednesday, they outboarded their opponents. So that's one thing that's killing St. John Endicott right now. Also, the Irish are 9 of 16 from the field this quarter, 3 of 6 from three-point range. Of course, in the first half, they were 0 for 6
right,
in the first half from three-point.
The rebounding's been in place all night long for DeSales, and they got the three-pointers going. Dave Maley, always on top of it. From jersey changes to statistics, he's got it all covered. The Irish have their biggest lead of the game, 53-42, inside a minute to go now in the third quarter. Down low to Johnson, who's playing with those four fouls. He kisses it off the glass and scores it. He's got 8 and a quarter, 15 for the game. Bob Clements, I think, sees the importance of staying close here. He's got Johnson on the floor with four fouls. Gavin Spees had a chance to take into the basket. Now instead gave it to Lopez. Now if DeSales was smart, now Spees has got it back. Johnson found him. He finds Nick Richard cutting inside. He lays it in. Gavin Spees, nice pass. Nice cut to the basket. Nick Richards, first points of the game. And the Irish lead it by 11 again. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Johnson, deep left wing. They leave him wide open for three, and he hits it. They left the shooter alone, and the Irish have done that all night long. Johnson's got 11 in the quarter, and it's an 8-point game. 12 seconds to go in the half, third quarter. Lopez will go back to half court, check the clock. Lifer on him. Lifer did a good job on him the last time. Now Lopez zipped the pass inside to Jake Moore, and it goes out of bounds. Jake's all ready for the rebound, and Lopez with the pass. You've got to shoot it. So the Eagles a chance to score 5 quick ones, or 6, three-pointer just short from half court. Well, the Irish go from 1 down to 8 up with 8 minutes left. DeSales 55, St. John Endicott 47. When we come back for the fourth quarter on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is a crucial part of the game right here, and they have got to make the right call. Chip, what do you do here?
Well, that's easy. They got to go with the 10,550.
You get over 10,000 minutes a month. Then you can go bang right over here, and you get 500 minutes a month free. Or you can go here, or boom, right here, or bang, right here. And it's wide open in all 50 states. You get over 10,000 minutes. It's a no-brainer. Inland Cellular, it's for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
St. John will start the fourth quarter with the basketball, and the Irish have an 8-point lead. Johnson goes baseline and scores it. Johnson, 11 in the third quarter, 18 for the game. He now has 20. With that basket, Michael Richard quickly up off the bench. There's Casey Wirth driving in. Can't hit the shot. Jake Moore with the offensive rebound. Goes up. Shot blocked by Bowen. Wirth got it. He's blocked out of there and a foul. DeSales, as Dave Maley said, continues to just pound the boards. And the foul is on Jesse Butcher, his second. And Casey Worth will go to the free throw line. Casey, a 72% shooter, has 7 points in the game. The Irish just 2 of 5 in the third quarter from the line. Now just 2 of 6 in the second half as Worth leaves it short. Michael Richard checks in for Jake Moore.
50% St. John Endicott, 35%. And for the game, the Irish are at 52. SJE is at 44.
The Irish, a very hot third quarter. And Worth hits the second free throw. The Irish are back up by 7. Leifert goes all the way to the base on the right side. Now to Bowen. Up top to Butcher. Butcher to Leifert. Now to Jensema. Jensema looks at the 16-footer. Gets Richard in the air. Goes baseline left side. Won't go. Rebound. Nick Richard battles in there for it and clears it off. Nice job by the burly 6'1 senior. Now to Lopez. To Worth, who loses it off the top of his head. Gets it back now to Lopez. He'll set up. Now right wing to Worth. Eagles have played man-to-man the whole game. Spees to Lopez. Lopez penetrates the middle, cutoff, swing to Spees. Left wing shot, off the iron, won't go. Rebound, all Eagles. Butcher's got it. Nice block out by St. John Endicott. The Eagles with the ball, trailing by 7. They've been down by as many as 11. Down low, we've got a whistle and a foul as they dump it into Bowen. And Nick Richard's going to get called for pushing Bowen in the back on the entry pass. That's Nick's third, fifth on to Sales. And Nick Connolly, who has 4 fouls, is going to check back in. Bryce Johnson has been playing with 4 fouls now for the last about 3 minutes. But he is scoring and not fouling. 11 points in the third quarter, 13 in the second half. In the corner it goes to Leifert. Shot won't go. Johnson with the rebound over his own guy. Jensema won't go. Rebound tipped by Nick Connolly. Lopez tries to save it on the end line. It goes out of bounds. Let's see who it's going to be off of. Jason Richard and Greg Morrison talking it over. And Morrison points to the Irish side, and Bob Clements doesn't like that. So the Irish get the ball. That play happened right in front of the St. John Endicott Eagle cheerleaders and their Eagle mascot. Down to my left. Irish with the ball, leading by 7. Winner will play Garpout on Monday at 5:30. The loser plays tomorrow at 1:30 against Waitsburg in a loser-out game. Got a whistle and a timeout on the floor. Greg Fazari, with a 7-point lead in the ball, wants to talk it over with 6:27 to go in the game on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Phil Smith, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730, located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton. That's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Greg Fazari had his 11-point lead cut down to 7. They've hit just 1 free throw and no field goals in the first minute and a half of this quarter. So let's see what the Irish come up with offensively on this inbound. They go in the corner to Nick Richard, up top to Nick Connolly, in the corner to Lopez. Butcher flies at him, sees her, 1 dribble around him, puts up a 15-footer, and he's got it. Rolls around the rim, kisses the glass, nice soft shot. Good points off a set play off the timeout. Nice job of coaching. Nice job of execution. The Irish up 58-49. 6 minutes to go in the game. Leifert goes deep right wing to Johnson. Nick Connolly on him. Down low to Butcher. Goes baseline. Tries to get around Nick Richard. He will, and he puts it up soft. Butcher's got 15. 58-51 to Sales. Left corner, Casey Worth looks at the three-point line. Takes a shot. Won't go. Rebound, Jensema. Eagles with the ball, trailing by 7. Leifert in front court to Butcher, deep on the right wing, Worth on him. Looking down low for Johnson, wants it on the post up, said they go high to Bowen, to Leifert, deep right wing now to Butcher. They really wanted to get to Johnson. They lob it into him, and he lays it in. No backside help by DeSales. Michael Richard tried to tip the pass away, and it left Johnson wide open for an easy lay-in. Eagles back within 5 at 58-53, 5:20 to go in the game. Worth holds it between the circles, deep left wing, it goes to Nick Connolly. Swing it right wing to Casey Worth. Worth gets a screen from Richard, shoots it up from the corner. He's got it. Nice off the dribble shot, off the pick and roll by Casey Worth. Casey's in double figures now at 10 points. Irish back up by 7. Jensema and Leifert have a little miscommunication on the inbound play, but they've got it in now. Leifert in the front court to Butcher. Really working to get it down low to Johnson. Nick Conley and Nick Richard really sandwiching him inside. Bowen's got it. Now to Leifert on the left wing. Now up top to Butcher. Johnson's now outside the arc, left side, gets behind the screen, hit puts up the three, he's got it. Johnson, 7 and a quarter, 18 in the second half, 25 for the game. It's a 4-point game. Worth a deep three over Butcher. He leads it short. Nick Conley has the rebound go right through his hands to Butcher. The Eagles can pull within one on another three. Butcher. Swing it to Leifer. Down low to Jensma. He backs in hard, knocks Nick Richard down, and is going to pick up the offensive foul. Jensma is not the offensive threat. And Bob Clements kind of looked at him, and Jensma kind of shrugged his shoulders. 16 turnovers on the Eagles. The Irish, after committing 13 turnovers in the first half, have committed just two here in the second half. Ray Fitzgerald checks in for Jensma. That's the sixth team foul on the Eagles. At the 4:17 mark of the game, the Irish will be in the bonus, shooting free throws on the next St. John foul. Casey Worth has it deep on the left wing. Now up high to Lopez. The Irish really spreading the floor out. Lopez near half court. Now deep left wing to Conley. The Irish running some of that weave that you would see in a delay game. So Greg Fazzari trying to spread them out defensively and get some cutters inside. Now they squeeze it down to the top of the key. Now to Casey Worth, deep on the right wing. He'll hand it off to Cesar Lopez between the circles. Now deep right wing to Nick Conley. Nick Conley drives in, puts up the shot in the lane. He's got it, and he's fouled. Nick Conley drew the contact and drops it in. And I think if that's on Johnson, that's his fifth foul. Nick Conley drew the contact. I was wondering when they were going to take Johnson inside, and the scores table doesn't say anything yet. If it was on Johnson, it's his fifth foul. Do you have him for 5, Dave? So do I. Well, the scorebook only has him for 4, and they're what matters. So that makes a little more sense. I was wondering why Bob Clements would have him in there. Okay, we got to get back on track here. Nick Conley hit the field goal, missed the free throw. DeSales gets the rebound and is fouled. So the clock stopped with 3:40 to go in the game. Johnson's still in there. That's good news for the Eagle fans. DeSales has the ball and will be at the line, leading 62-56 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Bring your car home for genuine parts and service. Hi, this is Kirk Williams from your Ford Connection, Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla. We are participating in the Genuine Challenge. Compare our expert service to the others, and we at Ford are confident you'll prefer us. We pride ourselves in having competitive pricing and convenient service at our two locations. Right now, take advantage of the works. Get your oil changed, tires rotated, and a 28-point inspection by our certified master technicians for only $34.95. Get guaranteed lowest pricing on name-brand tires like Goodrich, Michelin, and Goodyear. Get genuine parts and service at your Ford Connection, Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, we've got the foul thing squared away. Ray Fitzgerald, who just fouled on the rebound, I had him for 1 foul. Now the board has him for 3. Johnson has 4, so he's still in the game. So there we go. And now Cesar Lopez is at the line to shoot a 1-1 with the Irish up by 6 points with 3:40 to go in the game. Cesar's got 13 points and is 3 for 4 from the line. The sales has struggled, though, from the stripe. They're just 1 of 3 in the quarter, 9 of 16 for the game. Caesar's front end is good. The senior hits them in the clutch. Irish back up by 7. They've led by as many as 11, but Bryce Johnson is single-handedly keeping his team in the game in the second half. Lopez hits them both. Johnson has 25 points, 18 after the intermission. Butcher. Down low to Johnson, a foul on the pass inside, and I think that's on Nick Conley, and if it is, that's his fifth foul. Yep, it's on Nick Conley, and he knows it's his fifth, and Gavin Spees will check in. And Greg Fazzari, I think he knew, you know, he wasn't worried about saving Nick Conley because he has other guys who can play defense. Gavin Spees, at 6 foot and a little bigger wingspan, might even be a better matchup on Bryce Johnson. And so Greg Fazzari's got depth on defense.
Yeah, and I'm really surprised about St. John Endicott. So far tonight, they've only played 7 players. Usually they play 9. And it kind of surprises me tonight, Mike.
Well, Greg Fazzari thought in the second half he could wear these guys down with his depth. Johnson, a deep three. He's got it. Johnson with a hand in his face. NBA range right wing. It's a 5-point game. Wow, his fifth three-pointer all in the second half. Spees holds the ball high between the circles. 3:15 to go. Bryce Johnson, a junior, he is fun to watch. As a sophomore last year in that blowout game that DeSales won 64-47, and now 5 seconds calls. Lopez is trapped out front by Leifer, and nobody came to the ball. So a Johnson three and an Eagle turnover with good defense. And here they come. On a three-pointer, they can cut it to a two-point game. Butcher lobs it inside for Bowen, and Bowen will lay it in. No backside help. The Eagles' good half-court set. Here they come, 64-61. Casey Wirth gets it off to Lopez. It's Fitzgerald, Leifer, Butcher, Bowen, and Johnson for the Eagles. For DeSales, Wirth, Michael Richard, Nick Richard, Cesar Lopez, and Gavin Spees. Michael Richard in the corner goes baseline. He's got a whistle and a hold foul on Bowen. And there's that matchup that the Irish like. Michael Richard against Bowen. And that is Bowen's fourth foul. And Michael Richard, who is a perfect 3-for-3 from the line, will shoot the front end of a 1-and-1. That's the ninth foul on the Eagles. So after this one, after the next foul, the Sales will shoot two free throws no matter what. Got to hit the front end. Here's the left-handed free throw. It's off the front iron. Nick Richard and Butcher tied up, and it's going to be DeSales basketball. So Nick Richard and Butcher simultaneously grab the rebound, and the Irish have the arrow. 2:36 to go in the game. Irish up 64-61. Now the arrow will be in favor of the Eagles. Richard up high to Casey Wirth. Slapped away by Butcher and fouled by Butcher. Casey pulled the ball away from Butcher. Butcher reached in and picks up his third, and that's 10 fouls now on the Eagles. And now Casey will shoot two free throws. 3 out of 6 in this quarter, 11 out of 19 for the game for DeSales at the line. It was 4 Pomeroy free throw shooting that helped the Eagles get a win earlier. I think Pomeroy is 10 of 21, and St. John was 21 of 26, and Casey misses the first one. Second one is up, and it's good. Irish up by 4. It's a two-possession game. Irish up 65-61. Butcher deep on the right wing. Jump stops with the ball. Where's Bryce Johnson? Gavin Spees is on him. Leifer gets it to Johnson. Deep on the right wing with Spees in his face. Down low to Bowen. Kick out to Butcher. Leifer and Butcher can all hit outside along with Johnson. Bowen in the lane, kicks it out to Butcher. Butcher drives, kicks in the corner to Fitzgerald for 3. Not the guy you want to shoot the ball. Air ball. Nick Richard can't control it, but Gavin Spees has got it. Boy, Bob Clements would like to have that one back for his team. Now the Irish with 2 minutes to go with the ball, leading by 4. The Eagle defense has challenged him. Casey Wirth, a backdoor cut. He's fouled by Butcher. Nice pass by Gavin Spees. Deep on the left wing. Casey Wirth, backside cut, and the foul was on Butcher, I think. 35. That's Johnson. That wasn't Johnson.
That foul was on Jesse Butcher. It was not on Bryce Johnson. We know that for sure, even though we did make that mistake earlier, confusing a foul between Fitzgerald and Johnson.
Butcher's 25, Johnson's 35, so they get it squared away. The foul was on Butcher, and that's Butcher's fourth. And Casey Wirth will shoot two free throws. He is 2 of 4 from the line all in this quarter. His first one is off the mark. The Sales cannot close the deal at the line. They still have 9 team fouls up on the board. It was 9 a moment ago. Second one rolls around and drops in. So Casey's hit 1 of 2 each time. The Irish lead is at 5, 1:52 to go. Butcher, deep right wing, Johnson, when Spees battling down low. Spees slaps away from Johnson but can't save it from going out of bounds. The good low post defense by Gavin Spees. And Bob Clements sees the importance of this possession. At 1:45 to go, the Eagles are going to take a timeout. The Irish lead is 66-61. St. John with the ball when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Better ideas, better banking. We at Banner Bank are committed to creating the best Northwest banking franchise by delivering superior customer value. Our people will be empowered to provide exceptional personal service and quality products to each of the communities they serve. Plus, with our full suite of online banking services at banrbank.com, you have the ability to handle many transactions whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Banner Bank, serving the Northwest.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The story of the game for the Eagles, Bryce Johnson has 28 of their 61 points. In the second half, he has 21 of their 30 points. And the Irish have hit just 5 of 9 free throws here in the fourth quarter, 13 of 22 for the game. And the Eagles set up the inbound play. You got to think, well, Bryce Johnson is deep on the right wing, foul line extended. I'm sure they're going to try to get to him. In the corner goes to Leifert. Pass inside for Bowen, stolen by Lopez. So Bob Clements just shakes his head on the Eagle bench as the Irish defense gets the turnover. I think they wanted to kick it into Bowen and then back out to Johnson, but Lopez with the steal. That is the 16th turnover on the Eagles. Lopez now with Leifert on him, and Leifert pushes him and fouls him out front at the 127 mark. Caesar, an 82% free throw shooter. He is 5 of 6. He'll shoot 2 at the 127 mark. That is Leifert's third foul. Butcher, Johnson, and Bowen with 4 fouls each. Caesar, first free throw is short. The Sales just keeping the Eagles in it. They are a 60% free throw shooting on the team on the year, but they're not right now. Second one by Lopez is good. Well, they're making just enough to keep the Eagles at bay, but not enough to close the deal so far. 67-61 to Sales. A minute 20 to go. Eagles with the ball. Leifer on the right wing. Dribbles the top of the key. Fitzgerald runs down a high pass in the left corner. Down low to Bowen. Flapped away by Lopez. Falls on the deck. Go Bowen, gets it back to Fitzgerald. To Butcher for three. He's got it. Butcher hits the three, and the Eagles are within three with 1 minute to go. Leifer reaches in on Lopez. Caesar loses the ball, gets it back at half court. He's into front court now, and the Irish want a timeout. Three-point shooting by the Eagles. Poor free throw shooting by the Irish. It's added up to a fine finish. Three-point game, 55 and a half seconds left. Irish up by three, 67-64 with the ball when we come back. I'm 100.7 FM, KHSS.
C&I dogs are highly trained animals that do a job. They are not simply pets. Never touch or feed a C&I dog without the owner's permission. Anything that distracts them puts the person they help at risk. C&I dogs are amazing animals that should be appreciated for the job they do and left alone. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
DeSales just 3 field goals in this fourth quarter, and they've gone to the line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, but have only been able to turn that into 6 points. They lead it by just 3 points, and the Eagles have 3 very legit 3-point shooters. Brent Leifer made all 3 of his 3-pointers on back-to-back-to-back in the second quarter. Bryce Johnson has 28 points, including 5 three-pointers, and Jesse Butcher has 18 points. Irish to try to get it inbound. Spees will get it to Michael Richards. Michael is triple-teamed and fouled. Oh, boy, just as he hits Spees for a lay-in, they blow the whistle. And the foul is on Ray Fitzgerald. That's about the third time this game that an official's whistle has stopped the DeSales lay-in. One, because of an injury and a couple times on fouls. And now Michael Richards, who is 3 of 4 from the line but missed the front end of a 1-on-1, his only free throw trip in the fourth quarter. And the left-hander's free throw rolls around. It hit all the rim and the backboard and drops in. So the Irish finally hit a first free throw. They lead it by 4. 53 seconds left. Second free throw is off the front iron. Rebound by Bowen. 68-64, pass up court quickly to Johnson behind the arc, off the mark, won't go, Lowe-Worth with the rebound, and he's fouled, and the Eagles very well coached down the stretch. They get the quick three by Johnson, and he just kind of goes, gosh, as he turns and shakes his head. He had a good look, but he's hit a bunch of them, and now they foul quickly. That foul's on Leifer, his fourth, so somebody's going to foul out here pretty soon. Leifer, Fitzgerald, Butcher, Johnson, and Bowen. The 5 players on the floor, each with 4 fouls. Casey's first free throw is up and rolls and drops. Let's get 2 in a row. The Lopez hit both ends of a 1-on-1 early in this quarter, and that's the only free throw trip where they've made 2 in a row, and Casey hits them both. And now the Irish are up by 6, 44 seconds to go. Butcher wants it. He'll shoot the three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Michael Richards. He and Nick Richards collide, but Michael saves it. Then Butcher steals the outlet. To Fitzgerald, to Leifer for three. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebound inside by Nick Richard, and he hits the deck. And they foul him right away. 29 seconds left, Irish up by six. And now Nick Richard will walk the other way. So, boy, with the St. John Eagle three-point shooters, it's not over till it's over. I know that's an obvious cliche, but these guys are fun to watch. They've missed their last two, though. And the foul was on Bowen, and he will foul out with 6 points, the 6'4" senior. And Nick Richard, waiting at the free throw line, is a 67% shooter. Nick has 2 points and has not shot a free throw. Into the game comes Jacob Jensema. The winner will play in the winner's bracket Monday evening against Gar Powell at 5:30 p.m. The loser plays tomorrow at 1:30. Nick has it roll around and drop in. Not many of them have been clean, but that one rolled and dropped. So the Sales now has hit four in a row from the line. No, four of their last five. Nick's second one is also good. And the Irish are up by eight now with 29 seconds left. Leifer will push it up to Johnson. Don't foul a three-point shooter now. To Fitzgerald, to Leifer for three. That's an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds with 19.3 seconds to go. Well, the Eagles led by one at the half. The Irish biggest lead of the game was 11. The Eagles got it back to three as Bryce Johnson has been awesome in this game offensively. But the Irish are going to hold them off, hitting just enough free throws in the fourth quarter. And Leifer's going to foul out. Brent fouls out 9 points on back-to-back-to-back three-pointers in the second quarter. And Cesar Lopez will make his third trip to the line here in the fourth quarter, where he is 3-for-4. Cesar has 16 points. Irish up 72-64. So the final game of the first day of the district tournament is just about to go in the books. The Whitman County teams won the afternoon session games, and the Blue Mountain League teams are going to win the evening session. Liberty Christian girls, and now the DeSales boys. Cesar Lopez hits the first free throw. Well, there's that 73 points I talked about. Ah, Cesar Lopez hits 74, so one more than the Big A1 birthday number. Butcher the other way, loses it, strips. Fees has got it, long pass up court to Lopez, and he hits the deck. Ball's loose, 7 seconds to go. Johnson will push it up court, and DeSales just doesn't know how to close out the game. All they had to do is hold on to that ball and let the clock run out. You certainly wouldn't want to see Cesar Lopez sprain his ankle on that situation. Worth first foul. And not a shooting foul, so the Eagles will inbound with 5 seconds to go. Up top to Johnson. His shot partially blocked by Worth. Ball's loose, tipped. Fitzgerald's got it. He'll score it at the buzzer. But the Irish are going to win it, 74-66. So they survive the first round scare, get the tournament jitters under control, and they're in the winner's bracket. You got to win three before you lose two if you want to go to state, and the Irish boys are off on the right foot. We'll be back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM. KHSF.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
It's a sign of the times. Banking is going national. More and more local banks are being bought up by national conglomerates, and that means less personalized service for you. At Community Bank, they're the opposite pole on the spectrum. They truly are local money working for local people. At their branches, you'll be treated as an individual with answers to your questions from a real person. See the difference at Community Bank in Pendleton, Hermiston, Milton, Sweetwater, and Walla Walla. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
Talk about bad luck. First, one of the kids left a dome light on in the car, needed to be jumped the next morning before I could get to work. Then the wife locked her keys in the car and needed expert help getting the door open without damage. Then we needed a rental car after our own car broke down the day before our trip to the in-laws for the holidays. Each time, we called the same place, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental. No, we haven't needed a tow for a while, but you can guess who we'd call. Lightfoot's Towing at 525-1680. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
Are you shopping for a quality used vehicle? Then look no further than Imagine Motors. You never know what you're getting when you shop for used cars at other dealerships, but at Imagine Motor Sales, you can shop with confidence. We spend an average of $600 to $700 reconditioning every used car that comes into our lot, whether it's tune-ups, brakes, tires, whatever it takes to bring the vehicle up to our exceptionally high quality standards. We get it done so you can shop with confidence. There's used cars, then there's Imagine Motors used cars. Experience the difference. 606 North Wilmer.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We back? We're back. In the post game is the Irish band, a little post game concert, which has been their tradition this season, as a very good opening day crowd and for the evening session at Walla Walla Community College is filtering out of the gym. The Irish boys, a hard-fought 74-66 win over St. John Endicott. The Irish improved to 20-1. The Eagles fall to 14-10. More importantly, the Sales moves along in the winner's bracket. They will take on Garfield Palouse here at Walla Walla Community College on Monday afternoon at 5:30 p.m. The Eagles, a tough turnaround. They've got to be back on the floor tomorrow for a 1:30 tip-off against Waitsburg in a loser-out contest. And it was a wild game. The Eagles had a one-point lead at the half. The Sales led 12-5 early in the first quarter. Then Jesse Butcher scored seven straight points. The Eagles tied it at 12, and actually the Irish scored a couple buckets to close out the quarter to lead it 18-14. And then Brent Leifer hit three straight three-point field goals in the second quarter. The Eagles have outscored the Irish 17-12 in the quarter. The Irish went the whole first half without hitting a three, and the Eagles led it 31-30. And then Casey Wirth and Gavin Spees hit threes to open the third quarter. The Irish pumped in 25 third-quarter points to lead by 8 at 55-47. They led by as many as 11 in the fourth quarter, but Bryce Johnson would score 21 of his 28 points in the second half to keep things very close. The Sales struggled from the free throw line in the second half, and each team scored 19 points in the fourth quarter, but the Irish pull out the 74-66 win. That scoring summary in the postgame brought to you by Eric Kimball, a seasoned accountant who specializes in personal and business income taxes, payroll services, and more. See Eric Kimball on the sixth floor of the Baker Building for all of your accounting needs. And by Doyle Electric, who can help you with your home automation project, from networking to fiber optic cabling to computer systems, design, and service. Doyle Electric is your one-stop shop for home automation. Doyle Electric congratulates the Irish on another wonderful season. Well, it was a wonderful first-round win, and when we come back from this break, we'll be visiting with the winning coach, Greg Fazari, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
You boys keeping the customers happy now.
Mama mia.
Our new house sampler was such a success,
but it left out some toppings you like the best. So if your favorite pizza didn't win the race,
we will make you a sampler that suits your own taste.
I would have liked the Shabam to win.
If I'd had my choice, the Clarkson Special would win.
You see, we have so many pizzas to choose.
Order your favorites and no one will lose.
Just select your four favorite pies.
And we'll create your own sampler right before your eyes.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As I drive the lonesome road, I recall a tale of old. The day my heart and how we met as I merged right.
You idiot!
It was destiny, for we both had Farmers Insurance and would soon be back on the road.
Move it, moron!
Oh, how she burns for me.
Farmers, get you back where you belong.
In Walla Walla, see Bill Urego. Have you heard about the Garrison Middle School track project? It's an effort to build a 400-meter all-weather rubberized track facility at Garrison for the students and the community. This project is being pursued by a group of volunteers affiliated with the Blue Mountain Community Foundation, citizens, parents, business professionals, and contractors committed to raising $250,000 to get the project done by next fall. If you're interested in helping out or supporting the Garrison Middle School track project, please call Craig Nelson at 520-7360 or Steve Gerling at L&G Ranch Supply. Conan Rock Products is your place to go for the finest materials and the friendliest service available. Need some riprap for enhancing your stream bank? How about some decorative rock? Perhaps you need your driveway graded, graveled, and rolled. Who are you going to call? Conan Rock Products at 938-6856. Conan Rock Products is a proud sponsor of DeSales Irish Athletics. Serving Walla Walla's rock product needs for more than a generation, that's Conan Rock Products. Call them today at 938-6856.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Okay, we're back at Walla Walla Community College. The fans still milling around. DeSales wins at 74-66 to advance in the winner's bracket against Garfield Palouse. And I've got DeSales victorious head coach Greg Fazari with me in our visit with Coach Fazari, brought to you by Concrete Industries, home of the finest selection of precast concrete products in the Northwest, including septic tanks, dozing tanks, hot tub, and air conditioner pads, parking bumpers, manhole rings, ecology blocks, and buoy anchors. Wow, that just about does cover it. Concrete Industries at 502 North 13th Avenue says, way to go Irish, and by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company, who congratulate the Fighting Irish of DeSales on another fantastic season. Well, Coach Fazari, first of all, congratulations on the win. And before we get visiting, I just want to ask you one question because I know I'll forget if I don't. You really changed up your rotation tonight, caught me off guard. Cesar Lopez comes off the bench instead of starting. Talk to our listeners about your thoughts behind the changed up rotation.
We rotate nine kids, and I've had people come up and say, gee, you know, your bench outscored your starters. Our starters don't mean a whole lot. What we need is, if you look, Conley, Lopez, and Spies rotate two positions. And then Michael and Jake switch off. Michael and Ben switch off. Nick and Jake switch off. And Matthew and Casey switch off. Anyhow, when we do those rotations, we want to make sure we have scorers in there all the time. And so we try to get it very balanced in the first half. Second quarter, we'll do some other things sometimes. We'll get to the second half then. We just get the guys that seem to be working best. We still try to rotate people, but at that point, we kind of know who's scoring and who looks best and who just seems to be matching up best. So who starts makes no difference with us. What we decided is Michael's fighting little things like he has rashes.
Michael Richards.
Exactly. Yeah. And we just thought that energy-wise, it'd be better for him to play in short spurts instead of long. So we'll start him, go for about 3 minutes, let Ben go in for 3 or 4 minutes, let Michael finish for a minute or two, take a quarter break, Mike go for a minute or two. What was happening instead is he's going in for Ben, he's going in for five minutes at a time, and he just doesn't have the stamina. So just a way of getting him, you know, he's obviously...
Quality minutes.
Yeah, exactly, and he's obviously just gifted. And,
yes.
But he's been fighting these injuries and fighting so many things. We thought that in short spurts he's going to be a little bit more effective. So I talked to Caesar. I said, Caesar, when we do that, we need a little bit more scoring in the rotation. When Ben's there, you want to do that? And he said, gladly.
Yeah, Caesar is such an unselfish kid, and it was great to see him score his 18 points. And you seem to have guys do things well at different spots in the game. Michael Richards scores early in the first quarter, scores early in the third quarter in those spurts. Gavin Spies hits 8 points in the third quarter. The one thing you couldn't find is someone who could hit a free throw in the fourth quarter. Caesar actually did do a nice job on that. He ended up hitting, I think, five of six in the fourth quarter. But Bryce Johnson, great player for the Eagles. He had a couple open ones where you guys kind of left him, but he had a lot of tough shots. Talk a little bit about the Eagles. I know in our pregame interview you said, hey, they're primarily a 2-3 zone. But they manned you guys up the whole game, really got in the face of your shooters. You guys did not hit a three-pointer in the first half. And other than a little quick shot, couple threes in the third quarter, they really shut that part of your guys' game down. Just talk a little bit about, I know you always think how you want the game to go out, just kind of your running perspective of this victory.
Every tape, every game we've seen, they play 2-3. And so we are getting ready for a 2-3. But Whitman County, in fact, I had a couple coaches talk beforehand. They said, everybody zones in your league, don't they? And like a fool, I said yes. And I think word got out. And honestly, we love playing man, but it's just been a long time. We have not played against man in probably about, I think, Sunnyside Christian was the last time we played against a man. And it took a while for our offense to start clicking. But, you know, although we can hit the three, you know, we can score 74 points without the three. We have a lot.
You did that tonight.
Yeah, we have a lot of ways we can score. You can't help but look at the offensive side, and it was a very lethargic style.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to explain, but against the zone, you got to use the dribble more. Against man, you got to use man movement more. And you can't dribble as much. And if you watch, we were catching the ball and dribbling. And it's a passing game.
Which gave them time to recover and help each other.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we couldn't, once you start dribbling, you don't have the drive. And we made that adjustment second half. It looked a little bit better. But and you know what? Whitman County from here on out is going to be man. And we got to get that man offense going. And we have four or five of them. We just got to execute them better.
So less dribbling, more passing in the second half. Because, yeah, I look at the notes. 30 points in the first half. You did shoot 48%. You shot 45% for the game, so you shot a little less effectively in the second half, but you put up 44 points in the second half. So your kids responded well, getting used to that man game, and just couldn't solve Johnson, who got the 28. But, hey, a first-round win is a first-round win. Two final comments, Coach. First of all, your choice for the Dairy Queen player of the game, and then Gar Powell is next up. Just a quick preview of those guys.
Yeah, Dairy Queen player, you know, we give it to Caesar because Caesar's probably one of the best all-around players we have. He hasn't been scoring the last few weeks. You know,
Kelly, 18 points, and 8 of 10 free throws, and willing to come off the bench. Such an unselfish kid.
And guess what? Our leading rebounder on the on the team. He's our leading rebounder for the season. I mean, that's just Caesar just does so much, and it's just neat to see him score again because you know it's obviously so capable.
Uh-huh.
So we'll give him the Dairy King Player of the Game. Gar Powell's tough. They have a couple big guys. They're a little bigger than us. They don't run quite as much. They're much more of a controlled offense. I don't think they have quite the score like Johnson, but they do have a good little point guard. They have the big guy will give us some trouble just because we don't have that size. And frankly, their other 6'2", 6'3 kid, which is Iverson, is probably the best player in the league. The guy can go inside, outside. He'll be a tough matchup problem for us.
Yes, he will. And, you know, it's an interesting turnaround the way the tournament's set up. You got your Friday game and no school Monday. You play on Monday. So what will be the practice preparation schedule?
We'll have a practice tomorrow. We'll take Sunday off, and then Monday morning we'll have a shoot around. We always try to shoot the morning of the game, and then have the game. We're just really pleased we don't have to come back tomorrow to play. Like
that's going to be a tough turnaround for them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Not quite as easy as the first round last year, but you are heading down the same road. You've got to get three wins before you lose twice, and you got three wins in a row at the district tournament last year to claim that title and go to state. Coach, you're off to a good start. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come back with Cesar Lopez, our Dairy Queen player of the game. That interview with Greg Cesari brought to you by Concord Industries and the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When you buy Napa brand parts and accessories, you can be sure they meet or exceed original equipment standards and that they're reasonably priced. So where do you find Napa brand parts and accessories in Walla Walla? Only one place in town's got them, 9th Street Napa. Specializing in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small engine parts, 9th Street Napa is open 7 days a week, so they'll be there when you need them. See the ASE-certified parts professionals at 9th Street Napa, 9th and Poplar in Walla Walla.
Walla Walla Electric has been serving the Walla Walla area since 1975. Call the experts at Walla Walla Electric for all of your electrical needs. They specialize in residential electrical service. Whether it's computer and data cable wiring, fiber optic cabling, telephone and voicemail systems, home theaters, pools, hot tubs, spas, or whatever your electrical service needs, Walla Walla Electric can help you. Call Walla Walla Electric at 525-8672. That's 525-8672.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For more than 50 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Low-pressure salespeople, high customer satisfaction ratings, and tightly controlled overhead. Just a few of the reasons why Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automobile business for so long. Dale Graves, Inc. Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Walla Walla Community College. Cesar Lopez saying, what are you going to ask me? Well, I gave him the first question, then about the middle of the second question, we came back on the air. So Cesar's a good guy. He reacts to things so well on the court, I'm sure he'll react just fine here in the interview. This interview with Cesar Lopez, our Dairy Queen player of the game, is brought to you by Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, the sales grads, Dr. Dale and Dr. Dan. Congratulate the Sales Catholic School and Coach Cesari and Coach Duncan for fielding excellent boys and girls basketball teams and for providing the finest Christian education available anywhere. And by Western Farm Service, the Walla Walla area's fertilizer and ag chemical experts, congratulate the Irish on another great season. And Cesar, congratulations to you guys on your opening round victory, and you're one of the finest students we've got on campus. 18 points tonight, 8 for 10 free throw shooting, and you come off the bench. What was it like? I talked to Coach Cesari about the philosophy behind the rotation, and what was it like for you coming in off the bench tonight as opposed to starting?
It wasn't that big of a deal. Really, I switched roles with Gavin Spees and Michael Richards started tonight, and really it doesn't make that much of a difference. I didn't play any less minutes. We have a rotation going where Nick starts at point, and usually Gavin comes in for me, and Nick and I usually trade roles at point guard, so today I came off the bench and came in for Nick at point. And we just have a rotation going, and coming off the bench isn't really a big deal because, you gotta do things to help the team. And whether it's, starting or not starting, deep down the road and deeper in the playoffs, whatever helps the team, we're all willing to do.
At the end of the game, when we were really struggling from the free throw line, you were kind of a calming influence. You hit 5 of 6 in the fourth quarter. Anything special you do mentally to prepare yourself at the free throw line?
No, I really like shooting free throws, and I practice them a lot, and I take them seriously because 1 or 2 points can make a big difference in a big game. And I just go up to the line. I usually look for the nail in the center of the line, and that's exactly where the middle of the court is. So I usually like to touch it a couple times, make sure I'm centered up, and just focus in the middle of the rim.
Well, I know I see you at school a lot of times early in the morning shooting those free throws, and you guys made just enough to keep it a two-possession game because Bryce Johnson was unconscious for the Eagles. Just very quickly, it's one of the fun things about getting to the postseason is playing teams that you aren't used to seeing. What were the Eagles like tonight?
Oh, they're a really good team, really quality team. They got an inside game and an outside game, and when Johnson gets going, they're really hard to beat. He was hitting threes from a couple feet behind the arc,
so it
makes a lot harder on us when we're trying to play a zone, and he's shooting from 3-4 feet behind the arc.
Yeah, well, you guys had just enough to stay out front. You were a big part of that with your ball handling, your defense, and your clutch free throw shooting down the stretch. Caesar, good luck throughout the district tournament. And hang around for just a second, and I'll get your Dairy Queen Player of the Game certificate. Caesar Lopez, the interview with him brought to you by Elmaner's Chiropractic Clinic and Western Farm Service. We're going to take one more break, come back, give the statistical wrap-up, and close things out as the Sales Boys win it 74-66 in the first round of district play on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster & Daniels, we strive to be more than the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster & Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in the playoffs.
Need some fabrication work or machining done? Walla Walla Farmers Co-op has one of the best fab shops that you'll find anywhere. Whether it's sprayer parts, steel tubing, steel plate, steel shaft, chrome cylinder shaft, stainless steel, or aluminum, there's no job too small or too large for our full-service machine and fabrication shop. Come in and see what else we have to offer at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op Machine Shop, 928 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Discover a new road to service and satisfaction at Bank of Whitman. People who live in the Inland Northwest work hard, and they expect nothing less from their bank. Since 1977, Bank of Whitman has served the financial needs of their communities with local decisions for local people. Bank of Whitman at 1 West Alder offers you responsive service, outstanding security, and complete satisfaction. And they'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate the area's high school playoff basketball teams. Bank of Whitman, good bankers, good friends. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's been another exciting season of basketball at DeSales Catholic School this winter. Congratulations to Coach Fazari and his boys, and Coach Duncan and his girls from Dr. Greg Fink and Dr. Eugene Martin, who, along with their entire staffs, wish the Fighting Irish the best of luck in the playoffs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back for the final time in the first round of this district tournament. The Irish boys win it 74-66. Congratulations to Cesar Lopez, our Dairy Queen Player of the Game. Let's take a quick look at the stats and then a look at the bracket, and we'll close things out. Scoring for the Eagles of St. John Endicott, Ray Fitzgerald had 5 points, 6 points for Kurt Bowen, 9 points for Brent Leifer, all on three-point field goals in the second quarter, 18 points for Jesse Butcher, and Bryce Johnson, the 6'1" junior, 28 points, 21 in the second half. He hit 5 3-point field goals in the second half, and as Caesar said, they were way behind the arc. And he was very hot, but not enough for the Eagles as the Irish win it by 8 points. Scoring for DeSales, 4 points for Nick Richard, 5 points for Ben Wall. Ben did a nice job on the offensive boards. We'll talk about the rebounding in a moment. 6 points for Nick Conley. Nick ended up fouling out of the game. And then 4 DeSales players in double figures. Gavin Spees had 10 points. He had 8 of those in the third quarter as the Irish blew out of a first-half slump with 25 third-quarter points. Let's see, 14 points for Casey Worth, 10 in the second half, 17 points for Michael Richard. He had 8 points early in the game and then 5 more in the third quarter. And the big sequence for DeSales, I think, happened in the third quarter as I look at my notes. The Irish were up by 5. Michael Richard hits a 3-pointer from the corner to put him up by 8. Cesar Lopez steals the inbound pass, hits a streaking Gavin Spees for a lay-in, and I probably should have asked Cesar about that play if I'd have been thinking about it, because that was really the time where DeSales stretched it out and the Eagles could never get it down to a one-possession game. After that, Cesar Lopez leads DeSales in scoring with 18 points, including 8 of 10 free throw shooting. DeSales 21 for 33 for the game, including 13 for 20 in the fourth quarter. The Eagles fouling a lot as DeSales kept attacking the basket. St. John Endicott, on the other hand, did not shoot a free throw in the second half as they were strictly a perimeter game for most of the contest, especially in the second half. They end up shooting 5 of 7 from the line. The Irish committed 6, 8, 10, 14 fouls. The Eagles committed 12, 22, 24, 25 fouls and had two players foul out, Bowen and Leifer. Field goal shooting, the Eagles a hot 50% for the game. The Irish shoot 45%, including just 3 of 15 behind the arc. The Eagles hit 11 of 31 from behind the arc. And Dave Maley, our stat king, who's off faxing information to the Spokane papers, he gives me the game rebounding totals, and he mentioned during the broadcast how important rebounding was to sales. Pounds the Eagles on the boards 35-20, including 15 offensive rebounds to just 7 for the Eagles. So a big advantage on rebounding for the Irish. Casey Wirth had 7 to go with his 14 points. Nick Richard picked up 6 rebounds, and Cesar Lopez 5 rebounds to go with his 18 points, 8 for 10 free throw shooting. And as Greg Fazari mentioned, on the season, Cesar Lopez is the number 2 scorer, he's the number 1 free throw shooter, he's the number 1 rebounder, he's the number 1 steals man, he's the number 1 assist man. Cesar Lopez can do it all. So the Irish have got to regroup with the game plan for Garpal, and as Greg Fazari says, got to work on the man-to-man offense because he thinks they're going to see a lot of it in the rest of this tournament. Let's look at the bracket. First, for the boys, as the first day is over, Garfield Palouse beat Waitsburg 43-17 in the 1:30 p.m. game. In that game, believe it or not, Waitsburg led it 13-12 after one quarter. They scored just 4 points the rest of the game. Garpal will advance to take on DeSales at 5:30 p.m. Monday afternoon here at Walla Walla Community College. Of course, DeSales gets the 74-66 win over St. John Endicott. St. John falls into the loser's bracket. And at 1:30 tomorrow, they've got to be ready for Waitsburg. And the good news is for St. John, preparation-wise, they did play the Cardinals twice early in the season and beat them 65-57 and 58-50. So they do know, they are familiar with the Cardinals. And the Cardinals as well are familiar with the Eagles. So one of those teams will be out of the tournament before the evening session even gets underway. The evening session on the boys' bracket tomorrow looks like this. Tico Oaksdale, Whitman County, number 3, versus Tri-City Prep. Blue Mountain, number 2, at 5:30 p.m. And then in the final game of the first round, La Crosse-Washtenaw, Whitman County's number 1 team, will take on Liberty Christian from the Blue Mountain League to close out the first round for the boys. Now the girls become more important to talk about as they will play tomorrow night with the Lady Irish. Let's look at the girls' bracket. Waitsburg's girls fall to Garpal, the Whitman County number 1 team, 50-38. Tico Oaksdale was beaten by Liberty Christian 44-32, so both upper seeds, top seeds, win those games. And Liberty Christian and Garpal will play at 3 o'clock on Saturday in a winner's bracket game. Waitsburg and Tico Oaksdale will play at noon in a loser's bracket contest. Then tomorrow evening, in the girls' winner's bracket first round, Dayton, I guess it's not the winner's bracket because they haven't played yet, Dayton, Blue Mountain number 3, takes on La Crosse, Washtenaw, Whitman County number 2 at 3 p.m., and then the Lady Irish, the game that you'll be interested in, take on Colton at 7 p.m. at Walla Walla Community College. We'll be on the air about 6:20 with the pregame show for that one. So Lady Irish basketball tomorrow night. The boys are in the winner's bracket against Garpal on Monday. The Lady Irish will try to follow suit against Colton tomorrow night. So that's a look at the bracket. All the happy totals have been given to you. Thanks, all of you, for listening. Thanks to all of our great sponsors for bringing this broadcast to you. And great job back at the studio by Paul. So until tomorrow night when the Lady Irish take on Colton at 7 p.m., airtime about 6:20, this is Mike Spees saying God bless, enjoy your weekend, and we'll send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Post Atlantics Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. We'll be right back.
Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.